This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, which begins its 10th calendar year in January. Tonight we bring you Sydney 4-1 versus Trotwood 4-1. It's homecoming here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It has been a long, long time since Sydney has had a sixth game of the year, kicking off the GWOC North that was so meaningful. Sydney with a 4-1 record, 12th in Division II, Region 6. Trotwood 3rd in Division 3, Region 10. Of course, the top 8 in each region make the playoffs. Sydney probably needs to win 3 of its last 5, maybe even 4 of its last 5, to edge into the playoffs over a month from now. But that's not on the mind of head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney. Chuck, Trotwood is. It's not the typical Trotwood team, rebuilding at key positions, not quite as big, sophomores in a number of spots, offensively, defensively. But second-year head coach Jeff Graham has got a blockbuster of a running back who has piled up more than 1,000 yards in five games. And Sydney, defensively, is going to have to play its best game of the campaign so far, without question.
Well, Sydney is a very fast football team, but what they're going to see tonight is a team that has overall team speed that is right. even faster than they are. And you look at Hargrove, he's the sophomore you were talking about, 1,100 yards, five games, 11 yards per carry, and 14 touchdowns in the first five games of the season. that's a season for most people.
Yeah, it sure is. Second-year head coach at Trotwood is Jeff Graham, former Ohio State wide receiver. We'll hear from him in just a few minutes. He's a graduate of Kettering Alder High School, has been on the staff at Trotwood for a number of years, was the offensive coordinator for Maurice Douglas, who left Trotwood, went to Springfield, and Jeff comments in a few minutes about the fact that he's got fear for the likes of Sydney's three down linemen on defense. He says Javon Perk, Devin Santos, Devin Rogers, best threesome up front he's seen all season long, maybe in recent memory. He said somehow Trotwood's got to get those young men blocked.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be tough for them to run between the tackles, and he is correct. That threesome there in the middle has been a force all season long. Where Sydney is going to have to really prepare and stay in their lanes and play assignment football is on the edges, where they can't let them turn the corner on them, or it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, very well said. It is damp, some sprinkles in the air at the moment, cloudy overhead, a lot of wind, which might have impact on the passing game. Sydney throws it more than Trotwood. In fact, Trotwood's averaging barely over 100 yards a game. Going up top, Sydney 200 yards per contest passing. At Trotwood Rams, 340 yards rushing per game on the year.
My goodness.
Rolled up nearly 600 in a loss to Centerville a few weeks back. That's amazing.
Well, yeah, they lost that game 36-33. Centerville's a Division I power again this year. This is going to be a heck of a football game. I'm not sure. I mean, we're watching the homecoming ceremonies down there, and three of the girls were just, by wind gusts, were just blown off the risers. So that, there is some wind gusts out there. But this, I think passing, you're right. You're going to have the wind seems to be coming. That would be coming out of the looks like the south,
right?
South north, and it's really it's got to be at least 20 miles an hour.
Hey Chuck, it's hard to remember this, but there was a time in the last decade when Trotwood was 4-6. That was back in 2008. And Trotwood beat Sydney at Trotwood by a 35-34 score. It's been a dozen years since the Yellow Jackets beat the Rams back in 2003. At 24-17, Sydney won that game on the road. Trotwood has been outstanding the last several seasons. One state championship, that was back in 2011, and a couple state championship final game losses. And an appearance last year in the Division II state semis. So Trotwood has been playing 13, 14, 15 games a year. And it's been tradition for the last several seasons for Trotwood to be playing well into November.
Well, they expect to be there. And you look at the teams they're playing from 2010. I mean, they're playing Maple Heights, Avon, Toledo Central Catholic twice, Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary's. Those and you know, they've got one championship. They've got three runners-up. That's pretty darn impressive.
This Trotwood team has won 32 consecutive GWAC North games, seven straight GWAC North championships, every one of them since Northmont left the GWAC North 8 years ago. And as I mentioned, 11 straight wins by Trotwood over Sydney. Sydney's got a score to settle. In the last five meetings, Trotwood's averaging 60 points per contest. A lot of pressure on Sydney's defense tonight. Sydney's offense has got to maintain control of the football, keep its defense off the field, keep Trotwood's offense off the field at the same time. Sidney would seem to have an edge, Chuck, in the return game, the kicking game. You look at statistics, they don't lie. Is Sidney clearly out in front in those categories? So if it's a close game and it comes down to special teams, I give the Yellow Jackets the margin.
Well, and I agree with that. I think there's quite a discrepancy in the competition that the two teams have played pre-league contests. But Sidney, I think, offensively, I'm not sure their defense is going to be able to shut them down. I would almost have to bet on that. That means Sidney's offense is going to have to score. They're not going to be able to turn the ball over. They're not going to be able to go three and out. They're going to have to be able to put the ball in the end zone,
yep,
and match scoring, especially early in the game, mm-hmm, so they can get their confidence up for what they're going to need for the rest of the football game.
And the point you just made, head coach Adam Dungis will make for us in just a few minutes in our pregame comments. We're on the air tonight thanks to these underwriting anchor sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sidney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sidney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sidney Body Car Star in Sidney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sidney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, developing Timber Trail, south edge of Anna. Call Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders for more information about Timber Trail. These additional underwriting sponsors: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sidney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Locations in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sidney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sidney. What is your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sidney. John gives you his best shot. And our pregame is brought to you by the In-Between, just south of Bodkin's, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville, with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship. Raining a little bit harder at the moment as sprinkles dot the glass window in front of us high atop Sidney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Captains of both teams out at the 50-yard line with the officials. Sidney's won the toss, has deferred. Trotwood will take the ball when we have the opening kickoff, and we'll be moving against the wind from north to south. Adam Dungis, head coach of Sidney, was really tickled with the turnout last week. Great crowd, elementary student night here at Sidney, and he said his players felt the impact.
When we got out there, we did the national anthem. We still had a couple minutes left on the clock. And, you know, our rule on the sidelines, kids aren't allowed to turn around and look behind them, what's in the stands, or they can't listen to people trying to talk to them and all that kind of stuff. And that's kind of been our sideline decorum. But I brought them all in. I said, hey, we normally don't do this, but I want you to peek over your shoulder and take a look what's on the other side, because this is pretty neat. Yeah. So they were able to turn around and kind of get a glimpse of what was in the stands. And, you know, I give Mitch Hoyne, the athletic director, and our administration a ton of credit on that. It's been a couple years working and to get to that point, and it was neat. It was by far the best crowd I've ever seen since I've been here in 11 years, and you know, that's the way it should be. And hopefully, we get some of those people to come back to our last two home games and continue to support us. And the best part was, you know, I'm leaving the stadium Saturday afternoon around 3 o'clock, heading over to the Pee Wee games down at Julia Lamb, and just on my drive from the high school down to Julia Lamb, I saw about a dozen kids just walking on the street still wearing their T-shirts, and that's the neat part. And then when I got down to Julia Lamb, there's more kids walking around with those T-shirts on. So it's neat. You know, it's been a, like I said, many years in the making. I'm trying to get a little bit more pride installed in those elementary schools of being a Yellow Jacket, and it definitely was a neat thing to see on Friday night.
Your coaching staff, your players, did not take Toledo weight for granted. You scored and put 2 points after the touchdown up on the board right now.
Yeah, when you got a team coming on the road and a drive like that, you kind of want to send a message right away on that score, and we had that planned earlier in the week that we were going to go for two and probably do a fake to boot, and it worked out pretty well on our part. But I give Coach Chipka a lot of credit. He's a really good coach. You know, he's got some issues right now with some of his kids, but, you know, they're big. They've got some athletic kids, and he's got really, really good numbers. He didn't have all his freshmen with him that time either because he only has a couple freshmen travel with him. And right. He's a good coach, and they're going to be all right. But as far as us, we did what we needed to do, and now we're ready to move on to that GWAC North.
You talked about playing your most complete game heading into the Toledo Weight Contest. How close to that were you? And is your club primed for Trotwood? Is the complete game coming up tonight?
Yeah, you know, some people ask me about do you wish that was a little bit more competitive and that kind of stuff. But, you know, you got to worry about yourself a little bit. And I thought we did a really good job. We minimized our penalties a little bit. There was a couple of them in there we had to be a little bit smarter about. But for the most part, we limited our penalties and we limited our mistakes. And our effort was there across the board. So we're right where we wanted to be, you know, preseason, you know, back in your head, kind of looking at where you're at in your schedule. Our goal is to be at minimum 4-1. And, you know, that's where we're at going to that GWAC North.
Single out offensive, defensive players who've excelled for you the last few weeks. Maybe young men have been pleasant surprises.
You know, with the offensive line, I think that's been the big bonus. Lorenzo, obviously, it starts with him. Lorenzo Taborn and Devin Santos are two returning seniors. And then they started gelled together well. We've got a senior in Jack Beatty making his first year as a starter at center. And then at guards, we have junior Jay Clark and then sophomore Devin Rogers. And then Eric Webster's also been kind of our utility man who gives some guys some breaks here and there. And those guys have been doing a nice job. Coach Kelly, new young O-line coach coming in, has done a tremendous job of instilling some pride and keeping that going with those O-linemen. And those guys, I guess, have been our biggest surprise as far as how quickly they've gelled and continue to get better. You know, they're always curious about what their grade percentage was the next day. They want to know where their pancake totals are up to and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you try to give those offensive linemen some kind of stat to look at and so they can see some number on how they're doing. And, you know, those guys have been nice. And then on the, you know, the defensive side of the ball, just the development of our young kids. You know, Isaiah Bowser is just a sophomore, but he was hurt all last year for football and basketball. He's been out. He's been doing a nice job as far as the physicality of the game, seeing the game, his patience when he runs the ball. He's been doing a nice job. Devin Rogers lettered for us last year as a freshman. Still just a sophomore, but he doesn't play like a sophomore. Josiah Hudgens is our other freshman that plays for us at corner. He's been doing a nice job. So just the development of those freshmen and those sophomores that are making, you know, their Friday night debuts at the beginning of the year and how far they've come.
Danny Dean's place-kicking game, excellent. It has been outstanding.
Yeah, Danny's a big weapon for us. We've been really blessed here for about the last 7 years. Our kicking game has been tremendous between the punters and the kickers that we've had for about the last 6 or 7 years. It's been really good. And Danny's been a 3-year starter. Before that was Andre Spillers, and we've had really good punters too. You know, we're not looking ahead to next year, but we're not going to have that next year unless some guys step off. So we're trying to use Danny as much as we can. He's done a really good job of being able to place the ball in different spots on kickoffs, and we got to use that as a big weapon. You know, we have some younger guys on that kickoff team, and it's shown. We've had two kicks return for us for touchdowns, so we're going to continue to work on our coverage. But Danny's done a nice job with kicking the ball this year.
Adam Dungis, head coach at Sidney, our guest before the kickoff tonight, Sidney Trotwood upcoming. How does this Trotwood team differ from recent Rams clubs? New head coach in his second year now is Jeff Graham. Back to the I formation at Trotwood.
Yeah, you know, Maurice always ran the I, and then when he had Messiah DeWeaver come in as a freshman, they started to use the I, but they also weren't afraid to put a different personnel grouping in. Yeah. You know, they run their offense kind of like an NFL team would, where they have different personnel groupings. You know, one tight end, fullback, or two tight ends, no fullback, and different stuff like that. And they've gone away from the 4-wide and 5-wide stuff that they had with Messiah for the last 3 years, and he's moved on to Wayne. And, you know, it's more vintage, classic Trotwood of 4 or 5 years ago, pre-Messiah DeWeaver, I guess you could say, where they're going to line up in a pro formation. They're going to have a tight end. They're going to be fullback with a running back behind it. They're going to average 270, 275 across that offensive line. And, you know, they're an easy team to scout because they have some tendencies, but they don't care because they're going to do what they're going to do. And they've always done that. And, you know, you really appreciate when you see them after you've been here for 10 years of they're just going back to what they used to do and what they're good at and what they're proud at doing.
To say the least, Sidney's got a score to settle with Trotwood. You haven't beaten the Rams in a dozen years.
Yeah, it's you know, they've won 32 straight GWAC North games, and everyone in the GWAC, you know, every year has that goal of, you know, taking out the Rams at the top of the mountain. And, you know, for us to do that, we're going to have to score. We're going to have to score some points. You're not going to stop this offense. You're not going to limit them to 7 points. Right. They've played too good of teams, too good of defenses. And, you know, when you rush for 500 yards against the Sycamores and the Lovelands and the Centervilles and all those teams that they played so far, you're not going to limit them to under 200 yards rushing, but you got to kind of limit as much as you can on it, and then you also have to score some points. And then when the opportunity is there that they make a mistake, they put the ball on the ground, they throw an air pass, you have to be able to capitalize on it.
Adam Dungis, head coach of the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Obviously a lot of weight on the shoulders of freshman Andre Gordon at quarterback tonight, Chuck. He has got to be splendid, and as you alluded to earlier, limit the miscues.
Well, I mean, he has been able to just go back and outrun everybody. That's not going to be the situation tonight,
right? Andre completing 69% of his throws, and he and Isaiah Bowser, the fine running back for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, have combined for 15 touchdowns and for more than 1,000 yards on the ground. Jeff Graham, head coach for the Trotwood Rams in his second year, he describes his offense as a physical downhill running team. And when Jeff played at Ohio State, he was happy with his yards per catch, but he would have liked to have received a few more footballs.
Had a very good career at Ohio State. Enjoyed playing there. Enjoyed the camaraderie we built. Like you said, we were not a pass-oriented offense, so we threw the ball just mainly on third downs. And, you know, I had a great yards per catch average. You know, I was 19 or 20.2 yards a catch, but the number of catches was probably about 19 or 20 by the end of the year. But, you know, I was still able to, you know, to show that, you know, I had some athletic ability, and I got lucky and got a chance to get drafted. So, I mean, we had some great matchups. We had great matchups against Illinois. I can recall playing against those guys, had some great catches. Of course, we had a comeback against Iowa at the end. We had to throw the ball.
The game-winning reception against Minnesota up there in 89.
Yeah, that was a big game, and I think I might have had over 100 yards receiving that game. So we had some good moments. We had some good games that we lost that we played well, like against SC and some other places. But overall, you know, just playing at Ohio State was such a big, you know, dream of mine and my family's, and for me to be able to go out there and try to follow Chris Carter and all those guys that, you know, played the position, Everett Ross, and, you know, those guys played before me, made it exciting for me to go up there and try to continue the tradition.
Second year head coach now for the Trotwood Rams. What have you carried forward from your Ohio State playing days to your coaching career here at Trotwood? What is it you try to instill in your young men at Trotwood that you learned while playing at Ohio State?
Well, first of all, you know, outside of coaching, you want to develop young men. I want to develop young men into being more of a model citizen for themselves and their family, because football can carry you a long way, but soon, you know, football at one point will end. So what would you do when football ends for you? So my goal in high school level is to teach our guys to use football as an avenue to get to college and get college paid for. And then if you play college ball, that's great. If you don't, at least you have a full 4-year education from a school that now you can go and go into the dreams and the things that you want to do. But outside of football, you know, we're going to work them hard. I learned that from Ohio State. We're going to compete. We're going to try to win championships. And that's some of the things that you set your goals to achieve as a team and as a player. So those are some of the things that I try to strive for my team to be successful.
Jeff Graham, former Ohio State wide receiver, graduate of Kettering Alder High School, second-year head coach now at Trotwood, our guest before the start of tonight's game between Sydney and Trotwood. Talk about this year's edition of the Trotwood Rams, 4-1 so far. You played a very stringent schedule, perhaps the toughest first five games in Trotwood football history as you shoot this year for an eighth straight GWAC North championship.
And that's true. Yeah, we did. We didn't plan on it to be a tough schedule, but you know, we were part of a what they call a backyard blitz, and you know, we were supposed to play a team somewhere else. Regardless of who we were, they end up picking Pitchell to Central. So we had to prepare for that. We came back with Thurgood Marshall, came back with Sycamore, and then we have played Centerville. We lost to Centerville, but the one thing I like about our kids and what we've done, and we try to put our games in quarters. So in our first quarter, we went 3-1. And now we're into our second quarter and we're 1-0. And that's what I try to restart our kids and not let them get enamored of what our record is. I try to keep them in a four-quarter aspect. And that'll take us all the way to our ultimate goal, to where we want to play in 16 weeks. So with that mindset, I try to keep them preparing for one game at a time. Don't look ahead. You got to focus. We still got a long way to go. We got such a young team. We have a lot of experienced guys with seniors, and then we have a lot of inexperienced. Like I told you, our quarterback is only a sophomore. We have a running back that's a sophomore. We start wide receiver that's a sophomore. First-year starting lineman, you know. So I'm not making no excuses for the guys, and I think the guys really seen some of the tradition that we've had before, and they kind of piggyback on that, like, hey, it's the next man up. It's not that we, you know, go out and reload, you know, or try to find somebody. It's the next man up. So that's our motto, and that's what we try to live by.
Sydney, defensively tonight, we'll have to slow down your I formation. That's the bread and butter offensive style of play for Trotwood. And on the defensive side of the football, it's a base four defensively. Talk about your offense and defensive formations.
Like I said, yeah, we are predominantly an I formation team. Second down and third down, we'll get into a spread of five wides and try to open you up. We do throw the ball. Our running attack has been what we have relied on for the first 5 weeks, is because of our experience in the offensive line. Those guys really love to run block. They don't like to pass block, but some of the things that we want to work on. We have a great running back. We have a duo of running backs. We have two or three guys that can play that position that helps Rabion Hargrove out a lot. We play action pass that'll help our young quarterback get comfortable with throwing the ball. We just don't want him to go out there and put the game on his shoulders right now. As being a sophomore, first time playing in varsity, you know, we're just trying to make him as comfortable as possible. On defense, we run a 4-3 defense, cover one. We have some experience coming back. Roland Walter is a senior for us, play linebacker. He's committed to Kentucky. And we have some experienced guys on the front. Tavion Ware, we have Devin Smith that's trying to work his way and get his kicks out. We have Blue Miles on the defensive side that's doing well for us. And our inexperience is in our secondary. We're giving up a lot of points. We're giving up a lot of throws. So we just got some things that we got to work out, which is good. This is the halfway point of the season for us to get ourselves prepared. Now, Sydney, with their offense, you got to stop the quarterback. The quarterback's a very athletic guy. They can run the ball. They like running the counter tray, which we consider the two guard and tackle movement. They try to run those jailbreak screens to get their athletes the ball, which is number 13. He's a great player as well. You got to stop that running back, 22. He's a great player. And on defense, they're real stout. They number 56 is a great player. I mean, his motor is something that we try to strive and look at to teach our guys some of the techniques that he runs. And that's just by watching film. You know, you got to appreciate the art of somebody that does the game well.
And that number 56, to which the head coach of Trotwood was referring, Devin Rogers. He's right smack dab in the middle of that defensive front, that triumvirate along the line for Sydney. Javon Perk, Devin Santos, Devin Rogers. Sydney will be on defense first here tonight. Chuck, what'd you take from the comments of head coach Jeff Graham of Trotwood?
Well, I think, A, he's really got his head in the right spot. He knows that the biggest thing he does is he's a teacher of young men, and then the football come along second. But he's a great young man himself, and I'm thrilled that he's over there and doing such a good job with this group.
Been a long time since I've seen a freshman quarterback and a sophomore quarterback starting for two high school programs this large.
Right. Yep. And Trotwood has a girl soccer player that is their place kicker.
Yep.
And that's going to be kind of neat to watch, too.
Yep, Tamaya Allen. She's 9 for 16, kicking PATs this year. Sydney's had a fine campaign so far this season from Danny Dean. In fact, an outstanding career. He's 25 of 27 in PATs this season.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And his kickoffs, as head coach Adam Dungis was commenting a few minutes ago, have been excellent weapons, and he'll get a chance to knock one deep inside the 10 in the corner of the field right here. We're underway. Ball spotted at the 40. Dean strides ahead, and he smacks it with the wind at his advantage inside the 5, bobbled by Trotwood, picked up at the 1, run back to the 12, and the return man is stuffed. He did break a tackle. Oh, my goodness, he made a forward lateral. Trotwood sprinting to daylight. Not sure if it was called by the referees or not. Believe it or not, the Trotwood Ram, who received a forward lateral, danced about 85 or 90 yards after seemingly a tackle was made back at the 10. And, Chuck, I don't see a marker down, do you?
That was the third person that touched the ball on that kickoff return. He handled the ball forward, but he handed him the football. I don't think you're going to see a flag on that. I think you just saw a 97-yard one of the strangest kickoff returns for touchdowns I've ever seen. But nonetheless,
and Trotwood pulled that off, Chuck, as if the Rams have practiced that this year. Two or three handoffs, not 1 yard laterals, handoffs on the kickoff return. Sydney seemingly had the return man piled up in the vicinity of the 10-yard line. Head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney is out on the field right now. He is irate with the men in stripes. And this game is only 21 seconds old, and Trotwood leads 7-0 as the girl soccer kicker for the Trotwood Rams knocks the extra point right between the goalposts. 7-0 in favor of the Rams on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Chuck, I thought coming into the game, the Sydney Yellow Jackets had a big advantage in terms of kickoff return yardage. Connor Beer, 27 yards per return. Trotwood, no one, averaging better than 16 per return. But Trotwood goes the distance to start the game from in excess of 95 yards, two or three handoffs on the return. Sydney down 7-0. Returns the Trotwood kick out to the 31. That's where Beer is tackled. And Sydney, behind in the first half minute by a touchdown, puts its offense on the field. Tough way for Sydney to open this game.
Well, that was like a three-pitcher no-hitter.
It is Andre Gordon at quarterback. Busting right ahead goes Bowser for 4 from the 31 to the 35, right over left guard. Trotwood Rams scoring in a surprising manner on the opening kickoff return. Could have fooled us. as a couple of Trotwood men came spurting out of a pile at the 10-yard line, and one of them had the football. There was no forward progress whistle blown. There was no forward lateral called. It did appear to be genuinely legal, and as a result, a little trickery by Trotwood enables them to take a 7-0 lead. Rams over the Yellow Jackets. A middle screen by Sydney on 2nd and 6 goes awry, incomplete over the middle. 3rd and 6 now.
And that was Walter that took it in. The kid that's going to go to Kentucky is the one that scored the touchdown. Not sure exactly how, what kind of, I'm glad I'm not doing the stats.
Yeah, not sure exactly where he received that second or third handoff, maybe about the 15 or 16-yard line. Here's a run around right in by Gordon. He tries to scoot to daylight on the edge. He is chased to the far side over the 35. Out of bounds he goes into the Rams bench, 5 yards short of a first down. So Sydney not opening this game like the Yellow Jackets had preferred. A touchdown run and the opening kickoff return for Trotwood, and then a quick stop by Trotwood's defense, forcing a 3 and out. Santos back in punt formation inside his 25. And we've got a couple of markers, a pre-snap foul coming up, I think, against Sydney.
Dylan King kind of moved out of his stance, and he looked around hoping he didn't see it, but the official on this side got it.
Well, the Trotwood Rams have not run an offensive play yet. We'll hear shortly after this punt by Santos. As Chuck noted, Roland Walder, a senior, one of the standout upperclassmen on this Rams team, a 6'3", 230-pounder, a UK commit. He got credited for the touchdown on the kickoff return. And underway now is an outstanding punt return by Trotwood. Down the near sideline, heading into a lot of space goes Caleb Johnson. Johnson across the 50 gets a block, sheds a tackler. He's running free down inside the 20, but Chucky stepped out of bounds. Thank goodness for Sydney. He hit the boundary at the 40.
Yeah, if he hadn't stepped out, he was gone. There was nobody past that spot. This is not the start that Sydney needed for their confidence.
Not at all. The Rams have it 1st and 10 at the Yellow Jackets 40. The game only 1:17 old, and Trotwood leads it by a 7-0 count. We've got some earth movers up on the offensive line for Trotwood. Very narrow splits. Two tight ends. The quarterback is Markell Stevens-Peppers, 5'9", 150, a soft. And the primary feature back is Ravion Hargrove, 5'7", 165, also a sophomore. He hides in behind those linemen, tries to get a crease, and then he rips right through it.
They didn't have, I was looking at their formation and thought it's a weird formation, and it was weird because they only had 10 players out there. So they took a delay, and it's 1st and 15 now.
So the Rams are penalized back to the Sydney 45. Two wideouts to the left. The fullback is Kane Payne. The tailback, about whom we've spoken already, is Ravion Hargrove. And he takes the handoff, slides back to the line of scrimmage, maybe on the wet surface, goes down a bit prematurely, no gain. 2nd and 15 for Trotwood. Wind blowing in from the east-southeast, and our press box window is speckled with a lot of raindrops at the moment.
You need some windshield wipers.
Sure do. Same formation for Trotwood on 2nd and 15 from the Sydney 45. Under center is the quarterback who wants to lob a flat pass. Caught by Hargrove, 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He tries to skirt the corner. A head-high tackle by Sydney at the 45, no gain. Good pursuit to the football by the Yellow Jackets.
Well, I'll tell you what, Damian Duff ran him down, forced him to the sideline. Didn't make the tackle, but he made the play defensively.
So it's 3rd down for Trotwood, 16 yards to go for a 1st down at the Yellow Jackets 46. And let's see what's up the Rams' sleeve right here. Trotwood wanted to throw on 2nd down. It was a safe pass behind the line of scrimmage. It generated nothing. And no doubt the quarterback, Peppers, will go vertically down the field here. Fake to Hargrove, play action, bomb. It's a post, middle of the field. Little contact at the 20, receiver and pass defender. And I think there is a flag thrown down in the area of the five-yard line, Chuck. The ball fell harmlessly, incomplete. Maybe that's not a marker.
No, I don't think so.
There's a yellow.
They're chatting, but I didn't see a flag.
What is that down at the three-yard line? There's certainly
okay, yeah, there is.
There's a yellow something on the turf.
I think what they're going to have is a hold.
The officials confer at the 45-yard line, the line of scrimmage.
They called it pass interference.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Well, he was getting ready to run by him, but there was no way he was going to get to that pass, so it's a shame.
That ball was overthrown. While the pigskin was in flight, Sidney reached out and held, and that's deemed pass interference on the Yellow Jackets.
Makes it third and about a yard now.
And as a result of the 15-yard penalty and no automatic first down, the violation is stepped off from the 46-yard line down to the 31. The 30 is the line to gain for a first down for Trotwood. Third and one coming up, and the referees are still talking. Trotwood to the line of scrimmage, and you can bet the quarterback, Peppers, will either keep this one or deal it off to Hargrove. Under center, Stevens. Man in motion is Johnson. It's Hargrove, left tackle. He's got an avenue. He bounces it to the outside. He sprints inside the 20, still on his feet. He's pursued out of bounds at the 17-yard line. The play goes for 14 and a first down. Hargrove hiding in behind that stout offensive line. Trent Clark, 6'1", 250. Mikhail Stewart is 6'1", 267. Elijah Edwards, 5'11", 270. Delray Harris, 6'2", 283. And Kendall Turner, 6'4", 290. They keep getting larger and larger.
And they got a guy on the sideline that weighs 345.
Hargrove, the other side of the field now, right tackle. And he sidesteps one man, backpedals inside the 15 to the 13. Second down for Trotwood, about 7 yards to go for a first down. Devin Santos put the blow on Hargrove. Boy, the Yellow Jackets somehow, Chuck, need a stop on this drive. You can bet Trotwood won't kick a field goal if the Rams are confronted with fourth down. Right now it's second and seven. Play action, sprint draw, right side, Hargrove behind the line of scrimmage. He's being tracked down at the 15. He's nailed. Outstanding open field hit on the play by Sydney's Dillian King. Textbook tackle right along the line of scrimmage as Hargrove tried to get the corner turned. King would not let him. And it's third down for Trotwood. Absolutely no gain on that play. And there was a marker down.
Got a hold.
Yes. Trotwood guilty of holding a few yards downfield at about the 13-yard line. 10-yard foul. Penalty stepped off to the 23. So instead of third down and six or seven, it's second down and a little more than 15. Short drop by Peppers. Oh, it's a fade pattern. Pylon, left side of the field. Contact by the Ram receiver. Throw is off the mark. No chance for that one to be caught. Good coverage by Sidney. I was about ready to say, Chuck, head coach Adam Dungis had a ticklish decision to make on that penalty. Do you take the play, the one prior to that one, and force third and seven? Or do you allow Trotwood a second down play all over again? It worked out in Sidney's favor. That pass was thrown incomplete. It's third down and between 16 and 17 to go for a first down from the Sidney 24. Here is Peppers dropping to throw. Pitches to the sideline. Caught at the 18. Broken tackle. And the receiver, Johnson, breaks free down to the 11. A late hit by Sidney out of bounds.
Wow.
Caleb Johnson was going to be at least 5 yards shy of the first down marker, but the call against Sidney will allow Trotwood to get a first down well inside the 10, just outside the 5. And as head coach Adam Dunn just mentioned in the pregame, Chuck, we had a few poor decisions last week that cost us huge penalties, and another one crops up right here.
Well, I mean, I'm across the field, and it's a little damp here on the window, but it looked like he was dancing right along the sideline, and the guy just pushed him. I'm not sure that wasn't a little ticky-tack.
Yeah, it was not flagrant, that's for sure. Here is the quarterback, Peppers, behind the line of scrimmage. It's a delayed handoff to Hargrove. He's tripped up back at the 7 or 8. Might have lost a couple feet. Wow, what a play by Devin Rogers of Sydney. He knifed through from his defensive tackle post, and he caught Hargrove right around the ankles. Second down and goal for Trotwood. Let's see where Caleb Johnson lines up. He's a wideout to the near side. Payne and Hargrove are in the I formation behind the quarterback, Peppers. Hand off to Hargrove. Hargrove looks for an opening, and the offensive line blocks down to the right. Hargrove tries to cut around the left end. He's inside the 4, the 3, flushed out at the 2. Goal to go from there for Trotwood. A third down is coming up. Down to 8 minutes left in the first quarter. 7-0 Rams, who scored on a bizarre opening kickoff return from about 95 yards away.
All we needed was a band out there on the field.
Goal to go, Trotwood from the Sydney 2. Peppers, he wants to throw from the 6. Fires right side of the field to Johnson in the end zone. It's behind him, but he reaches back and spears it for the touchdown. One-on-one coverage, open space to the wide side of the field in the end zone, and Peppers found Johnson, 13-0 in favor of Trotwood. And Tamaya Allen, the female soccer player for the Rams, is on to try for her second PAT of the night. She is now 10 for 17 on the year in this department. Good snap from center, spotted. Allen's kick is away, not an artistic one, fairly low, but it sputters over. In between the uprights, above the crossbar, got it. 4 minutes gone, Sydney down 14-0 now to the Rams on scoresbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna. Village utilities and safety. Plus country living in style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders. The household name in building.
My goodness, a very difficult start for Sydney in this crucial GWOC North opener here tonight at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Sydney has run just 3 plays and is down already in this game with just under 8 minutes to play opening quarter, 14-0 in favor of the Rams, who hustle downfield on kickoff coverage and pile up on Isaiah Bowser at the 15-yard line. That's where Sydney starts after the very minimal return on the kickoff by Trotwood.
Well, Sydney tried a little trickery, too. They did a reverse on theirs, but it didn't fool anybody.
But the Yellow Jackets need to get untracked offensively, having garnered just 5 yards in the first series of 3 plays. Ninth grader, Andre Gordon at quarterback, tries to hitch up with McNeil behind the line of scrimmage in the right flat. It's thrown at his feet, no good, incomplete. Fortunately for Sydney, that ball was thrown just ahead by a yard or two, or it would have been a live ball on the turf.
Well, I think the wind and the rain, because that did not look like one of his best throws. He just kind of shot put it out there.
Exactly right. Here's Andre Gordon in the offensive backfield. He's being harassed. He twists and turns. He coughs up the football. It's on the ground at the 15. I think the Rams have it.
Wow.
And Trotwood's got it. That we mentioned in the pregame, it was going to be imperative for the freshman Andre Gordon to have a good night. A lot of pressure on his back. This obviously the biggest contest in which he's led the show at quarterback for Sydney. And the weather conditions are not in the favor of the passing game, that's for sure, as we've noticed so far. And right there, because of some slippery conditions, Andre Gordon carrying the ball a little carelessly. Ball perhaps a bit damp. It dropped right out of his right hand to the ground. And Trotwood has a first and 10 at the Sydney 15, already leading 14-0 with 7:40 left in the first. And the Yellow Jackets regroup before the Rams' first play here. 14-0 Rams on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
As we return to action, Trotwood sets up shop after the Sydney fumble at the Yellow Jackets 15. Hargrove right away burst to the outside for a quick 6 yards down to the 9. Boy, those earth graders up front for Trotwood will block down right or left. Hargrove then reads what his offensive linemen are doing, Chuck, and then he takes care of the rest. Tight splits, two tight ends. Hargrove again stumbles to the line of scrimmage. Might have lost the football as he struggled to get to the 8. There's a pileup. Let's see what results. It's either 3rd and 2 or 3, or it's Sydney's ball. The officials say no fumble. Trotwood possession, but a good 3 yards shy of the first down marker. 3rd down coming up for the Rams at the Sydney 8. The line to gain is at the 5.5.
Now they put the ball on the ground that time, and they're unlucky for Sydney. It hit a defensive lineman's leg and bounced right back to the Trotwood kid.
Breaks have gone the Rams' way so far. 6:25 to go, first quarter. 14-0 Trotwood. Two tight ends, Johnson in motion, under center Peppers. It goes Hargrove again. Oh, he's got a lot of open space. No, it was Payne, the fullback, who barreled to the outside, and he hopped right to the end zone untouched. Touchdown Rams, who lead it 20-0 in less than 6 minutes. Extra point try coming up for Trotwood. Tamiya Allen attempting to make her 3rd in a row. Less than 6 minutes gone. Sydney has run just 5 plays on the night, and the Yellow Jackets are behind 21-0 as Allen, the female soccer kicker for Trotwood, who converts extra points for the Rams, has nailed 3 in a row. Half the first quarter gone, the Yellow Jackets are down by 3 scores already on scoresbroadcast.com.
The game of football requires speed. Athletes that are fast and can outrun the competition. Digman Supply knows how important being fast is, not only in football, but when it comes to getting your order to you. That's why we have 10 trucks running the roads of West Central Ohio daily to get our large inventories to our customers. You don't win the game by being slow, and at Digman Supply, the word slow is not even in our vocabulary. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
On a rainy night in Sydney, the Yellow Jackets have had tough sledding so far. Behind 21-0 to Trotwood, and the game is not 6 minutes old. Rams kicking off. It's a low bouncing ball to the 32. Sydney bobbles. Yellow Jackets get to it first at the 34, and that's the best field position Sydney's had in this game.
Well, it's not a real good kickoff. It doesn't really get very high off the ground, but you got to be prepared to field it because the ones bouncing on along on this wet field are hard to field.
Exactly. It was an effective kick. Jackets start first and 10 inside the Sydney 35.
Got a score from Piqua. It's 14-7 now in the first quarter. Vandalia leads the Indians.
Jackets to the line of scrimmage. Andre Gordon takes the snap, 5 yards behind it. Handoff. Right guard running play for four as Bowser burrowed forward. Second down and 6 from the 39. Trotwood with a lot of respect for Sydney's speed. And on the last kickoff, didn't drive it deep. Knocked it short, preventing the return. Here's Sydney running between right guard and tackle. Bowser slides through, crawls for close to first down yardage. Ball spotted back at the 42, a couple short. Fast break offense for the Yellow Jackets. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. 5:30 to go first quarter. Trotwood leads at 21-0. Gordon takes the deep snap. Hand off middle of the field. Bowser, it's stripped behind the line of scrimmage. And Trotwood comes away with it. And let's see what we've got. Maybe Sydney wound up taking it away. Trotwood is ruled to have possession again. A fumble by Sydney. Rams ball at the Yellow Jackets 36.
Now they had the first down. It was a nice play. They opened up a nice hole, and they just took – it didn't even strip him. He just took a ball away from him.
Chuck, you can analyze games all you want. You can look at tendencies, statistics, trends.
Right.
But the one thing in football that will pitch all of that right out of the window quickly is the turnover.
Giving the ball up, no doubt about it.
And Sydney's put it on the ground twice already in its own end of the field. And Trotwood has it at the Yellow Jackets 36, 5:17 to go first quarter. Trotwood 21, Sydney nothing. Two receivers flank left. Stevens wants to go for the big throw on first down. He fires high at the 16-yard line over the Trotwood man's head and beyond the shoulders of McNeil as well. He was primed for an interception. But the ball was so poorly thrown, he couldn't get to it.
I think he was surprised that the ball was coming at him.
In fact, it was Josiah Hudgens, the sophomore for Sydney, who had a chance. Second down 10, Trotwood at the Yellow Jackets 36. Clock stops, 5:12 to go first quarter. 21-0 Rams. And so far, the Yellow Jackets have shot themselves in the foot in a big way. Two huge fumbles. Here's Hargrove, left guard, busting inside the 35, stood up at the 32 or 33. Stout defensive line play by Sydney. That defensive front for Sydney features that triangle of Javon Perk, Devin Santos, and Devin Rogers. Sam Nyswanger, a linebacker, third on the team in tackles. Isaac Kearns, Tristan Carlson, also man the linebacking posts. The safeties, Eric Rediger and Dillian King. Free safety, Isaiah Bowser, Xavier Wise, and Josiah Hudgens are the defensive backs. Third and 7, Trotwood, 33 of Sydney. Deep drop by the quarterback, Peppers. Throws left side of the field. Pretty good coverage. Ball in the hands of the Trotwood receiver and out. It's on the turf at the 23. No good.
Hargrove has that last run was the fullback. He hasn't been out on this series. I don't know if he's hurt or if they're just resting him one.
Fourth and 7 for Trotwood at the Sydney 33. Yellow Jackets cannot allow Trotwood to pick up this first down. 4:20 left to go first quarter. 21-0 Rams already. Two receivers left. Deep drop by the quarterback, Peppers. Middle of the field, he's got Walder, his big tight end. He reaches up, latches on at the 15, sheds tacklers, breaks another. Down inside the 20, rumbling to the 15-yard line. That's the UK commit, Boy, he's a horse. Big tight end, Roland Walder for the Trotwood Rams.
He's huge.
He's a large target. And the pass by the quarterback, Peppers, was in the vicinity. And Walder, with those long upper limbs, reached out, clutched it, and he got yardage after catch. 15-yard line of Sydney. Here's Peppers throwing into the right flat behind the line of scrimmage. Caught by Hargrove. Tries to spin free. Goes backwards. Tackled at the 17. Sydney diagnosed that well, Chuck. It's a loss of a yard. Well, no forward progress. Right at the 15, no gain.
So I'm confused. That's number 5. Did Hargrove change from 6 to 5?
Or maybe we're just having difficulty differentiating between 5 and 6. The quarterback is Peppers. Kane Payne, the fullback. Hargrove at tail. Oh, here's the quarterback, Peppers. He's got a man open far side of the field. A strong left arm throw. Yes, it's caught at the 4-yard line. Then a touchdown for the Rams, who've bolted on top 27 to nothing. We played short of 9 minutes, and Trotwood has reeled off 4 scores very quickly. Caleb Johnson on the receiving end. Fine throw by Peppers, the sophomore quarterback, and he delivered it on time. A fine pitch across the field from the near hash beyond the numbers across the way. He threw it a good 25 yards from right to left. Only several yards downfield, but the receiver, Caleb Johnson, was wide open. Extra point try by Allen is missed. It's off to the left, no good. 3:04 to go, first quarter. Trotwood blowing out Sydney early, 27-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Up the ensuing kickoff by Trotwood is driven down to about the 15-yard line. Sydney returns to the 38. The most productive play of the night right there for Sydney. A kickoff bring back of about 23 or 24 yards. And as Sydney comes to the line of scrimmage to run its first play of this series, Trotwood takes a timeout. Under 3 to play here in the first quarter. 27-0 in favor of Trotwood. Like to remind you all about Goffney Furniture on Route 47 west of I-75. That's at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. High quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Choose Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 Michigan in Sydney. Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage. Slot right. Bowser alongside the freshman quarterback, Andre Gordon, 27-0. You heard me correctly, 27-0 in favor of Trotwood. We've played just a few seconds, more than 9 minutes. Here's Gordon, takes the snap from center, fakes left, rolls right, fires on the numbers, far side of the field, leaping catch at midfield. And it is a fine reception by Sydney over to the 48-yard line of Trotwood. Darryl McNeil hauled it in.
He first down of the quarter.
Yep, sure was. Initial first down of this game for Sydney. Gordon fakes the handoff, throws behind the line of scrimmage, caught by Duff. Duff gets a block, spurts to the 45 of Trotwood. He picked up four. Head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney said before the game, we are going to have to score points tonight, and that's for sure. That's still correct. He didn't figure on being behind by four touchdowns this quickly in the game. Here's Connor Beer exploding right up the gut. He's got first down yardage and then some as he blasted to the Trotwood 37, shoved back. He gained 9 or 10, first and 10 Sydney. So much time left in this game, better than three quarters. Yellow Jackets must make sure they don't panic. Get a touchdown, a series, these first two or three possessions, get some stops, and get back within a score or two of Trotwood by halftime. Here's Gordon running around in the offensive backfield, hash mark to hash mark, and he winds up netting two on the play to the 36. Couldn't find a receiver. He zipped all over the field, a figure eight, a plus two, second down and 8 from the Trotwood 36.
Did a nice job of getting 2 yards out of that. Could have been about a 10-yard loss.
Mm-hmm. Three receivers far right. Big, deep drop, but Gordon wanted to exercise the middle screen, wasn't available. Gordon runs out of the pocket, scampers far side of the field, wrestled down at the 33. Gordon scrambling for a few yards on the play. Yep, two running plays by him, 2 yards each. Third and 6, Sydney, just inside the 35 of Trotwood. A minute to go, first quarter. 27-0 Rams. A lot of movement up front by Sydney. It appeared as though Lorenzo Taborn was sliding to his left before the snap. It is a pre-hike foul. And the Yellow Jackets now must confront a third and more like 11 or 12 to go for a first down. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the near side, a trio of them. A lone flanker to the short side of the field across the way. Andre Gordon drops back to near the 50. Oh, he's got to dance away from pressure. He's not going to do it forever, and he's caught. Trapped behind the line of scrimmage is Gordon, and he's downed at the 46. He lost about 7 more yards, and Sydney, after pushing the football inside the Trotwood 40, is now forced to punt from near the midfield stripe. And what you talked about, Chuck, in the pregame is so true. Andre Gordon has been able to ad lib at will against previous opponents. Not so much tonight against Trotwood, which has contained him on the outside. Here's the punt by Santos, all the way down to the 10. Super return by Trotwood, all the way out over the 40 to the 42. Shoots Hargrove, but there's a marker down way back around the 25. I said Hargrove. Actually, it was Johnson bringing back the punt. But I think the good return will be negated. 6 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Let's see, a foul against Trotwood is declined by Sydney. Second foul against Trotwood accepted by Sydney. Yep, the Yellow Jackets would have liked to have gotten points in that possession, but mistakes cropped up and Trotwood denied Sydney from getting into the end zone. A good drive by the Yellow Jackets who'd pushed the football down around the Trotwood 30-yard line. After the walk-off against the Rams on the return, Trotwood starts first and 10 from its own 17. Final few seconds, first period of play. 27-0 in favor of the Rams. Chuck, we've been trying to decipher as to whether or not
Hargrove isn't out there unless he changed jerseys.
Yeah, Hargrove wears what?
Six? He wears six.
Yeah. Caleb Johnson wears five.
Right, and they're a little hard to distinguish, but that is five out there, not Hargrove.
Here's Peppers giving to the offensive running back, who slides to the outside, breaks a tackle, and he's knocked down hard at the 29-yard line. That run by Trotwood was made by Kobe Weingar, filling in for Hargrove at the moment. And he got close to a first down, picked up nine as the first quarter ends with Trotwood on top, 27-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Xenia Community Schools. We recently constructed five elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows and two of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And Sydney gets a break, first play, second quarter. Trotwood's pain runs right up the middle. He's met solidly and coughs up the football at the 29-yard line of the Rams. And the Yellow Jackets have it first and 10. Sydney needs to take it a possession at a time. Get back within maybe a two-score differential by the intermission break. Here's Bowser bursting into the clear, sprinting to the outside, gets a block. He trudges down inside the 20, journeys all the way to the 13-yard line. Good run by Isaiah Bowser, Chuck. He was spun around a couple times, maintained his balance.
He's got good quickness. He hits the hole so fast.
Goal to go, Sydney, 7-yard line. Gordon inside handoff. Bowser again ramming to the 10 and then shove backward. Second down, 8 yards to go for Sydney at the 10-yard line of Trotwood. First half minute, second quarter. 27-0 Rams. Trotwood's gotten all the breaks so far. For sure, Trotwood has made a few of its breaks. And Sydney's had some miscues. Yellow Jackets trying to right themselves and get a score on this drive. Fake pass, but Gordon. Gordon runs away from Rams in the backfield to the sideline, to the 5-yard line. Might have stepped inside it, and he is pursued out of bounds right there. Third and a couple. Caleb Johnson hurried after Gordon, closed him down before he could get to the end zone. Third down, about 5 feet to go for a first down for Sydney. Inside the four of Trotwood. It's Bowser, outside left tackle. Might have had an opening had he stayed wide. Angled back to the middle, got to the one, couldn't get to the end zone, but he did produce a first down. Or did he break the plane, Chuck? I'm not sure.
I think he stopped him on the one, but they're running out of the Wildcat. Gordon's out here on the split.
Interesting look by Sydney. Yep, Andre Gordon,
yep,
along with Alec, his brother, are flanked to the near side of the field.
Yep, now they got him back there.
Oh. That is Andre, who's in the offensive backfield for this set. It snapped back to him. And the offensive line breaks down. A run blitz by Trotwood, and Andre stuffed at the five. Had been goal to go from inside the one. That play goes for a minus four. Second and goal from the 5-yard line of Trotwood. 90 seconds gone, second quarter, 27-0 Rams. Sydney needs a touchdown in a big way at the end of this series. Deep drop, but Gordon back at the 16. He hustles out of contain. He's being boxed in at about the 8-yard line. He's bounced out of bounds. He lost another yard or two. third and goal for Sydney. Well, Andre Gordon, in time, Chuck, will learn to simply throw that ball away to ensure he doesn't lose yardage.
Right. He took a real shot on the sideline that time, too.
Sure did. Two receivers far left for Andre Gordon. Sydney not in the Wildcat at the moment. Gordon back at the helm, takes the snap. Inside handoff to Bowser. A lot of movement up front. Pre-snap foul against Sydney.
Those are the mistakes that they've made early that got away with, but they're struggling at this point.
2 minutes gone, second quarter, 27-0 Rams. Again, Yellow Jackets need 7 points at the end of this series of plays. And then take it one at a time, get a stop, get another touchdown, get back within a couple scores of Trotwood by halftime. But now Sydney must negotiate the final 14 yards here. Third down and goal. Deep drop of Gordon at the 22. Fakes a pass, sprints left. He's beyond the hash mark left side. Throws to a sliding receiver in the end zone. He trapped it. Ruled incomplete.
Did a real nice job of keeping his eyes up that time. He wasn't looking to run. He was still looking for a receiver.
Yep, Connor Beer was outside the hash mark, deep in the end zone. Gordon got it to him a bit low. Beer came back to reach it, scooped it off the turf, ruled no good. Good call by the referees. Sydney now with a fourth and goal from about the 13. Gordon rolling left. Receivers flood the end zone. Here is the quarterback, Gordon, pitching 2 yards deep into the end zone. There's a lot of contact. I think a marker is thrown late. Let's see what results.
Well, they tried to run a out and go, and McNeil started to turn it up, and the defender just bumped him, and a pass interference and a good call.
Yeah, McNeil's progress was certainly impeded as he tried to extend his route. And the pass interference call against Trotwood will not result in a first down. It will be half the distance to the goal line.
That's going to be fourth and about six.
Yep. So it's still fourth down for Sydney. No automatic first down on the pass interference call. In hindsight, Chuck, whether intentional or unintentional, the pass interference, a pretty good decision by the defensive back who might have been beaten.
Well, he was beaten, and I don't know if he did it on purpose, but we'll say he did.
So it's goal to go for Sydney from the Trotwood 6 after the pass interference call, which splits the distance from outside the 12. Here is the quarterback, Gordon, rolling at the 20, still rolling at the 15, at the 10. Trotwood catches up with him from behind and spins him to the turf at the 4. Gordon couldn't get in. Excellent defense by the Trotwood Rams.
Now, the scoreboard had it first and goal, but it was not.
Boy, the Rams had their backs to the wall, and Trotwood got it done. Excellent defensive possession by Trotwood. Of course, Sydney didn't do itself any favors by moving backward on a couple of plays. A penalty, lost yardage on another. And the Rams take over at their own 4 with 2.5 minutes gone in the second quarter. And Trotwood leading 27-0. Tight splits, offensive line for Trotwood. Peppers the quarterback. Hands off, offensive backfield. Running play, lost yardage. Tackle made it the 2. Holding penalty coming up against the Rams as well.
Oh, no doubt. The tackle on this side just jumped on Rodgers and just pinned him. It looked like a nice wrestling move.
Yeah, he bear hugged him and threw him right to the ground. Of course, if you're Sydney,
I got to think about it. Yeah, second and 10 or first and 12.
Yeah, I think if you're Sydney, the penalty is so short, you go ahead and take the play, which resulted in nothing. So it should be second down for the Rams inside their own 5 and at least 10 yards to go for a first down. It's ruled a chop block along the line of scrimmage by the Rams, declined by Sydney.
Wow. Well, I didn't see that, but I sure did see the bear hug. Takedown. That was a 2-point reversal.
Chuck, we're still trying to decipher if the number one running back for the Rams
I thought the last time that he was out there, but I don't know.
Yeah, he's been off the field a few plays, as Ravian Hargrove been. Caleb Johnson has run for him some, as has Kobe Weingar. Timeout taken by the Rams. 9:31 to go, second quarter. 27-0 Trotwood over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance, which has earned a reputation second to none. It's the most valued insurance agency in the region, Barker Insurance, which can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. Barker Insurance can fit a plan to your needs. You are well served by Barker Insurance. And here's Trotwood with a running play from the 5-yard line. And the ball carrier bursts beyond the linebackers into the Sydney secondary. And he goes untouched 95 yards for a touchdown. Reminds me of the opening play of the game, the kickoff return, Chuck, when the young man with the football for Trotwood just happened to pop out of a pile, and away he went the last 90-plus yards.
Well, they did a nice job. They spread the field. There was no safeties in the middle of the field, and once he got through, that was Rondrick Bogan. He's a senior, and boy, was he flying. There was nobody within 20 yards of him when he got to the end.
33-0 Trotwood, under 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. And on comes Allen to try the extra point. Ball will be placed down for her kick from the 10. A sidewinder. It gets above the crossbar. It's her soccer-style kick to perfection. It's good. 34-0 Rams. 9:15 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 5 touchdowns for the Rams, 2 from extremely long distance, a run from scrimmage for 95, a kickoff return by 95. And now the kickoff by Trotwood after its 5th touchdown. It goes into the end zone in the right corner of the field, and Sydney will start 1st and 10 from its own 20-yard line. As Trotwood scored its last touchdown, we were telling you all about Barker Insurance, located north of Sydney on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. Phone 937-492-1857. For 3 straight years, Barker Insurance, the number one most valued agency in the area.
Hargrove, I just talked to the Trotwood coach beside me here. Hargrove is out of the game. I didn't get any kind of an update, but well, he is not playing, and so far it hadn't made any difference.
Nope, if he's nursing even the slightest injury.
Why play him?
Easy for me to say. Ahead by 5 touchdowns, there's really no real need to put him out there. Well, Sydney is penalized on that last kickoff. So instead of 1st and 10 from the 20, the Yellow Jackets start from the 10 and run it for 3 Second down, 7 coming up. Yellow Jackets have not had real good field position to start drives in this game. Did get down inside the 10 on the last offensive effort, but couldn't generate points. And then Trotwood on its second play from the 5 went the distance. Here is Gordon looping a pass down the near side of the field. A leaping attempt by McNeil up around the 30-yard line, and he caught it.
What
amazing reception.
Yes, sir.
Wow. What a stab by McNeil. Boy, he jumped way up into the air. He soared for that one at the 26 and hung on. Came down with it at the 30. First and 10 Yellow Jackets. Bowser fakes left, goes right, jukes at the line of scrimmage, and squirts forward for 2 to the 32. Second down and 8 for Sydney. 34-0 Rams. 3 minutes, 40 seconds gone here in the second quarter. But the rain, Chuck, that we experienced at the start of the game, I think has diminished a lot. There might be a few sprinkles. Some umbrellas are up in the stadium at the moment.
Yeah, but our windows have cleared, so it's not coming down like it was.
Nope. Two receivers far left. Gordon retreats 10 yards. It's a jailbreak screen, middle of the field. Reception at the 32, broken tackle. Trotwood hits the receiver at the 39. Rams coaches to her right thought maybe the ball was loose, but no dice. It was Alec Gordon who caught it. He skipped to the 40, and he got the first down. 7:50 left in the second quarter. 34-0 Trotwood. Snap to Andre Gordon. It's a quick hitter by Bowser, and he spurts to the 50. He got nearly 10. Offensive line for the Yellow Jackets doing a job up front at the moment. Lorenzo Taborn, Devin Santos, Jay Clark, Devin Rogers, and center Jack Beatty. They were commended by head coach Adam Dungis in the pregame. They've excelled all year long. Penalty marker was thrown at the Trotwood 48-yard line after the play, which resulted in 9 yards. 5-yard step off against the Rams. First and 10 Sydney at the Trotwood 45.
I didn't see the signal. The only thing I can assume it was an inadvertent face mask.
Dead ball foul after the play had ended. Here's a fake to Bowser. Gordon hangs on to the football, and Trotwood hangs on to him back at the 50.
He tried to stiff arm, and the kid grabbed his arm and just pulled him down.
Yep, the stiff arm did nothing. Good tackle by the Rams. That was Walder who said, Andre, you're going nowhere. Second down, 14 for Sydney at the Trotwood 49. Here's a pass in the right flat to McNeil. The throw goes right between two Ram defenders. McNeil snags it at the 42. He's downed at the 41.
It looked like either one of the defenders could have knocked that pass down that time.
Exactly. Surprised that ball managed to scrape through between them. Third down for Sydney. 6 yards to go for a first down. Gordon to Bowser. He fed him. Good blocking up front. Bowser darts to the 35-yard line. As we're joined by Mark Pendleton from the Dayton Daily News, is off to our right. Hello, Mark. 6:34 left to go, second quarter. First and 10 on the run by Bowser from the 34-yard line of Trotwood. Trips to the left for the Yellow Jackets. Andre Gordon's got a receiver to the right, Duff. Here's a flat pass, far hash mark, reception at the 35. McNeil's got it, gets a block, wedges to the 31. A short advance of 3, second down and 7 for Sydney. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. 34-0 Rams. Gordon fires parallel to him, out to the right to McNeil behind the line. He catches, sprints ahead to the 30, met at the 26, down he goes. Short pass, good run by McNeil after the catch, still 2 yards shy of the first down marker. Third and 2 Sydney at the 25 of Trotwood. Trips to the right, throw to the other side. McNeil's got it behind the line, slips a tackle at the 28. He's got the first down. He lunges to the 30, or I should say to the 23. Yellow Jackets throwing safe short passes. producing first downs outside the Trotwood 20 with 5:20 left to go second quarter. And this time Bowser takes the delayed handoff from Gordon and he's wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Good defensive pursuit on the last play by Elijah Edwards of Trotwood as he planted a blow on Bowser. Play goes for a negative 3, second and 13 for the Yellow Jackets.
Well, Gordon's hit his last six passes, and I like the play calling. They're getting him involved in plays that he's going to complete.
Exactly. Here's Sidney trying to hold out the Trotwood rush. Gordon to throw, no one open. He breaks contain, dashes to the outside. Along the sideline, tight roping it inside the 15 to the 10, and he hopped all the way down to about the 5. Good piece of spontaneous running by Andre Gordon of the Yellow Jackets. Goal to go. 4:40 left to go, second quarter. Gordon deals to Bowser. Nothing off tackle, takes it around the end, skirts the corner, he's on the edge, and over for the touchdown. Bowser for 6 for Sidney. Yellow Jackets on the board. I think maybe it was Connor Beer instead, Chuck?
Yeah, it was Beer.
Good run by Beer as the hole didn't open up where it was intended. And Connor took it to the outside. 34-6 as the Yellow Jackets get on the board for the first time tonight. Danny Dean to try the PAT. He's 25 of 27 on the season. And make it 26 of 28. Dean has been superb in the kicking department. His PATs and kickoffs have been marvelous all year long. He's had a fine kicking career here at Sidney. 4:42 left to go, second quarter. Trotwood 34, Sidney 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sidney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Dean boots a high pop-up down inside the 30-yard line. Sidney hoping for a quick hit and a fumble. Trotwood clutches it, secures the football, and runs it back up to the 35. Yellow Jackets need a takeaway, Chuck, in the worst way.
Well, they need to make sure, like we talked about at the break, that they've got the running clock off now because it's under 30.
Right.
They need to make sure, if nothing else, that they keep that running clock off or they're going to really have a problem coming back.
Had Trotwood been up 34-0 starting the second half, we would have had a continuous clock in play, and it's real difficult to mount a comeback starting the third quarter of a game when that clock is running all the time. It's a 27-point margin, and if it stays under 30, there will be no continuous clock starting the second half. Here's the quarterback, Peppers, to throw near side on the numbers at the 41, off the fingertips of the receiver. Sidney nearly had a shot at a pick. It falls to the ground. There's a marker down in the Rams' offensive backfield that's usually in the area of holding.
Well, I think it's going to be intentional ground or roughness on the quarterback because
right.
There wasn't any blockers back there.
Exactly right, Chuck. It's a foul against the Yellow Jackets, who've been hit with a few key penalties the last couple weeks. And this one gives the Rams possession at the 50 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. 34-7, Trotwood. Sidney cannot afford to give up another score before intermission. Very narrow line splits among the linemen for Trotwood. And those earth graders carve out a hole for the running back, who picks up about 4 to the 46. Is that Hargrove back in there, Chuck?
He is not out there.
Nope, he's not. That's Caleb Johnson doing the running.
All he did was run 95 yards the last time he touched it.
Yeah, Johnson and Rondrick Bogan. Bogan, a 5'9 senior, is carrying the load in the offensive backfield, along with Johnson some, who's a 6'1 sophomore. Second down and 7 for Trotwood. Short drop by Peppers. Throws in the left flat. Reception by Johnson, and he's rolled to the turf immediately. Firing tackle, Johnny on the spot for Sydney. Josiah Hudgens met him well, came up to greet him, made sure Trotwood did not get a first down. 3rd and 2, Rams at the 42 of Sydney. 3.5 to go, second quarter. John Guy, principal at Sydney High School, our guest here at the half of tonight's game on homecoming evening at Sydney. And thankfully, the rain has subsided. Two receivers far right for the Rams. Peppers under center. Sydney showing blitz. Stevens fakes a pass to the right, dropped the football. It bounced right back to him, and then he threw it down the field to the 35-yard line, incomplete, out of bounds for Johnson.
Well, nobody was looking because they had at least 3 linemen 10 yards down the field that time when he when he threw the ball. And in their defense, they had no idea he was going to throw that.
And Trotwood caught a break because the quarterback put the ball on the ground. Believe it or not, the football acted like a basketball, Chuck, and bounced right up to him chest high.
Yep.
So it's 4th and 2 for the Rams, who must punt. And Walder, the big tight end and Kentucky commit, is back in punt formation at his own 45 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. High snap. Walder gets it away end over end. It hits at the 15. Players run away from it. Sydney will start 1st and 10 from beyond its own 10. 2:59 remaining in the second quarter. And wow, Chuck, if the Yellow Jackets could somehow generate points before the half comes to a close, what a lift that would be for Sydney, which would get the ball to start the third quarter.
Well, one thing that I'm watching and I've noticed is I don't think Trot was an incredibly good tackling team, especially out in space.
I'd agree with you. And Sydney seems to be patient, to methodically work the ball down the field with the short passes and runs. And the Yellow Jackets start out this series with an explosion right up the middle. Bowser plows for 5. Sko in the first half. Sydney with 2 timeouts remaining. The quarterback, Gordon, fakes the handoff, eludes pressure. He may not get away from the last man for Trotwood. Then Gordon does deliver a pass into the Trotwood bench. Rams may be complaining of intentional grounding.
Well, they're talking it over.
The officials huddle, and let's see what results. I don't see. Yep, there it is.
Yep.
The intentional grounding mechanics from the lead referee back inside the 5-yard line. As we mentioned earlier, in time, Andre will get rid of that ball out of bounds in the vicinity of a receiver a little sooner to avoid lost yardage. But this Trotwood pressure has been relentless, and the Rams know that oftentimes Gordon is going to throw the football with Sydney down by 27 points. And now the Yellow Jackets line up at their own 3. Gordon's in the end zone, 5 yards deep. He's got some happy feet. He eventually flips a pass middle of the field, and he misses his target, incomplete. It was Bowser moving parallel to the line of scrimmage.
Very dangerous pass up the middle that time. And that's going to be 4th down, and they're going to be punting from the back line of their end zone.
Yep, the grounding call was a loss of down, so it's 4th and 18 for Sydney. 2:24 to go first half. Rams will get excellent field position. Snap back to Santos, 8 yards deep in the end zone. Gets a very good kick away. Wow, that's superb. All the way across the 50. Returned from the 45, but Trotwood. A block to the far side of the field. To the hash mark. A reverse of the field. by Weingar. Weingar in between the hashes now is finally nabbed from behind at the Sydney 42. He ran about 30 or 40 yards, Chuck, to generate a return of about 15 or 16.
Well, he ran into his own man, or he was getting ready to reverse the field, and there was nobody on this side of the field.
2 minutes, 7 seconds to go first half. Trotwood 34, Sydney 7. To the line of scrimmage come the Rams. Trotwood entering the game 4-1, Sydney 4-1. Initial GWOC North contest for both teams. Trips to the near side. Looked like premature movement, but the Rams' right tackle was way ahead of the snap count, wasn't he, Chuck?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, and that was a direct snap that time to Bogan, and he was off to the races.
5-yard penalty against Trotwood. First and 15 from the Sydney 47. Chuck, as you noted, Sydney's opponent next week, Vandalia Butler, playing at Pickwa tonight, and that's a good game late in the second quarter.
21-21.
Troy leads Greenville 14-13 at the half. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield. It's Bogan to the outside, and he zips right into the Rams bench down around the 43 or 44 of Sydney. He ran out of real estate. So it's second down and about 9 to go for the Rams. More like 10 to go. Check that. He actually is shy of where this series started at the 42. Ball marked for play at the 44. So the Rams need 12 yards in second down. They can get a first down at the Sydney 32-yard line. Delayed handoff to Bogan. He pops to daylight. He gets on the periphery around right in, down inside the 35, chugs to the 30, and he rams out of bounds at the 28. He's got the first down. Hargrove is out, but the senior comes in off the bench, Chuck, and this Bogan is a mighty fine rusher.
Well, they've got some outstanding athletes out there for sure.
Timeout called, a minute 54 left, second quarter. Trotwood 34, Sydney 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
There's only one Big Boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your Big Boy. There's only one Big Boy. Unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Yellow Jackets had a young man shaken up after the last play. A minute 53 to go in the second quarter. It's 34-7 Trotwood. Rams have a first down at the Sydney 27-yard line. John Guy, principal at Sydney High School, a 1981 graduate of Sydney, is our guest here at the half. And among other things, we'll talk about the Workforce Academy program. It's homecoming week. Homecoming night here at Sydney. We'll chat about that. And academia at Sydney High School off and running again. Yellow Jackets academia team winning its opening matches against county schools. Trotwood to the line of scrimmage. I formation. And that appears to be the senior Bogan who's in there dotting the I. Peppers is in the spread now. Takes the snap back at the 34. Shoots a pass middle of the field. It's right on target at the 8. Catch made. Tackle at about the 5. Beautifully thrown football by the sophomore, Chuck. He got fine protection, and he whistled that pass.
And he does a real nice job of finding that big tight end, too.
And another Yellow Jacket is on the turf at about the 6-yard line. It'll be goal to go for the Rams with a minute 42 left to go in the second quarter, with Trotwood leading 34-7. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can just sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is also available. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, located on the web at brookins-usa.com. When play resumes, Trotwood a first and five at the 5 of Sydney. Chuck Lehman Catholic playing at Riverside tonight. If we get a score, we'll pass it along to you. Lehman 2-3 on the year. Riverside, a fine club, 5-0. Lehman ranked 13th in Division 7, Region 26. Riverside is 4th. Huge game. Lehman can gain enormous computer point totals with an upset on the road tonight. And Fort Loramie 1-4 is at Waynesfield Goshen this evening. To the line of scrimmage, Trotwood snap back to Peppers, or is Trotwood in the Wildcat? Yep. The running back burst to the goal line. He's got a hole in front of him, and he's into the end zone for the score. And the Rams are up 40-7. And unless Sydney scores late in the second quarter here, Chuck, we'll have a continuous clock to start the second half. To Maya Allen on to try the PAT. The female soccer player for the Rams has missed only once on points after tonight. And this one is blocked. Her try is slammed to the turf as Sydney cracks through. I'm not sure if there's a flag down or not. The officials huddle. There may be a marker. Tamiya Allen had converted 4 of her first 5. That one was blocked heavily by Sydney, which got Devin Rogers through the line of scrimmage. And he got his paws on that one. And now head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney is being conferred with by the official. In Division 5, Region 18, Anna 1-4 on the year, playing Marion Local tonight, 5-0 and ranked number 1, according to the computer, in this region of D6. Also in Division 5, Region 18, Versailles 3-2, ranked 8th, is at St. Henry. The foul was against Sydney. So Allen gets the PAT try a little bit closer, and this one floats up and through. It's good between the uprights. And the young lady kicker for Trotwood tonight is 5 of 6 in the PAT department. Good for her. She's had a fine evening. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Trotwood 41, Sydney 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number 1 again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scores, broadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. As the rain begins to fall, we see it dotting our press box window right in front of us once again. Kickoff Trotwood to the 29. Sydney lands on it right there. Well, Trotwood's had a pretty good game plan on kickoffs, Chuck, making sure that the speed of Daryl McNeil and Connor Beer didn't touch it at all.
I think it's a combination of two things. I think that, yes, that they're doing a nice job of keeping the ball out of the air, but I'm not sure that their kickoff guy is outstanding.
But it's been effective.
Well, if you watch him, he doesn't get his timing right to kick it. He kind of goes, hesitates, and then kicks it, and he's not getting any strength behind it.
Gordon in the spread. It's a sprint draw to Bowser. And he carves out about six on first and 10 from the 30 to the 36-yard line. Jackets to the line of scrimmage. Couple timeouts remaining. Minute 16 to go, second quarter. Andre Gordon drops to his 27. It's a hitch pattern run by the receiver who catches over the 40 at the 42. It's Damian Duff who hauls it in, and he's got the first down. First and 10 for the Jackets. Down to a minute to go in the first half. 41-7 Trotwood. Gordon rolling left. He's got space. Angles through it to the 45. He's spun to the turf right there. He registers three on the play. Second down and 7 for the Yellow Jackets. And eventually on this drive, Sydney's got to go up top. And Trotwood has got three safeties 25 to 30 yards downfield. Gordon throws middle of the field. Yes, he's got a receiver at the Trotwood 42. And a fine run after the catch. Well done by Duff, who Chuck got out of bounds on the play.
Yeah, that was a nice play.
Right between the hash marks, Duff spotted up below that Trotwood zone, snared it, and then he raced out of bounds from the 35, first and 10, half minute to go, first half. Rolling right, Gordon still rolling. He's got a little bit of a lane, and he dashes up the field for 5, out of bounds at the 30. Second down, 5 for Sydney. Clock stops, 26 seconds to go, first half. Marion Local 7 and a nothing after a quarter. Snap back to Gordon, quarterback draw, right up the gut, spinning, churning. He's got yards. He fights for 11 to the 19. 21 seconds to go, first half. First and 10, Sydney. And the Yellow Jackets use a timeout. I think Sydney does have one remaining. 41-7, Trotwood in the lead. Gives us an opportunity before Sydney tries to generate points prior to the end of the first half to highlight Adams Tech Solutions for you. In Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. He reaches out to assist small businesses in the region by offering high-tech computer solutions, including PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adams Tech Solutions, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. First and 10 Jackets at the Trotwood 19. Andre Gordon fakes the flat pass, rolling left on the dead run, hangs onto the football, might have crossed the line of scrimmage, zips a pass, whistles it down to the one or two. It's caught by Sydney. No flag, apparently part of the quarterback's body was even with the line of scrimmage. And Sydney produces a big 19-yard gain down to the one. Goal to go for the Jackets, 11 seconds to go, first half. The ball snapped back to Gordon. He wants to run around right in, nowhere to go. Good pursuit by Trotwood, and he's sacked back at the 8. 3 seconds left in the half, and Sydney utilizes its final timeout. Wow, tough break for the Yellow Jackets, Chuck, who go in reverse. Second time tonight, Sydney's been inside the 1 yard line. Very next play, the Jackets have gone backwards.
Well, they have moved the ball really well in this game. They have 13 first downs here in the first half and 7 points to show for it.
very deceiving, that statistic, 13 first downs.
Marion Local leads Anna 14-6 with 1:41 to go in the half. Riverside leads Lehman 7-6 at the half.
Mm-mm-mm. Boy, that's a fine game in DeGraff. Also a good contest in Anna. Two close encounters there. Anna down by just 8 late in the second quarter. The number one ranked Marion Local. And Lehman giving Riverside fits late in the second. Goal to go, Sydney. Last play of the first half, barring a penalty. From the 7-yard line, it's a fade. Far corner of the end zone, thrown by Gordon. It is beyond the pylon, out of the end zone, incomplete. And Trotwood denies Sydney the end zone on the last play of the first half. Well, we've played two periods. It's halftime at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. And the Sydney Yellow Jackets trail the Trotwood Rams by a count of 41-7. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf is developing the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna, Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, not far from I-75, near Honda. Call Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders for more information about the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna. And thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. And these Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, On Time High-Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, including excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Our halftime score, Trotwood 47, Sydney 7 at intermission.
41-7.
What did I say?
You said 47.
47. Don't want to give the Rams any more.
They don't need any help.
No, they don't. Not tonight, that's for sure. Stay tuned here at halftime after our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health. We'll hear from Sydney High School principal John Guy, a 1981 graduate of Sydney High, and he is here as our halftime guest. 41-7 Rams on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center Market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Local supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Local Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
The Sydney High School Marching Band performing here at halftime. The band under the fine direction of Chris Adams, who has helped grow the number of participants in this band from 15 several years ago to 115 today. Halftime with Trotwood leading 41-7. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. The Rams got on the board, Chuck, in the first several seconds of this game with the most bizarre kickoff return for a touchdown I've ever seen.
Well, they scored. It was 94 yards. And three people touched the ball before the last one scored the touchdown. They scored on a 95-yard run. This is one of those games where you're looking at a 41-7 score. The stats are incredibly misleading because Sydney truly should be in this football game.
Yep, yep. Sydney has racked up, what, in excess of a dozen first downs.
They have 106 yards rushing to Trotwood's 169, but 95 of that on one play. Both quarterbacks throwing the ball here in the wind and the rain, okay. 8 of 12 for Trotwood, 68 yards. Sydney, 11 of 17, 116. Total yardage, 237 for the Rams. The Yellow Jackets, 222. 13 first downs for Sydney, 8 for Trotwood. Sydney did turn the ball twice and gave up scores on both of those.
Yep.
Trotwood turned the ball over one time in the first half.
Yeah, Sydney has made a few mistakes, and Trotwood has capitalized. Give the Rams credit. They, in part, have made their own breaks in this game tonight. Trotwood, extremely impressive. Bunch of earth graders on that offensive line. Boy, they move the defensive linemen. And the running backs for Trotwood, and we've seen two or three. Hargrove started the game. He's been backed up by a senior. Caleb Johnson, also a sophomore, has run. Trotwood, mighty impressive.
Yeah, they're a good football team. And I mean, we read all week about Hargrove, and I was looking forward to seeing him. They've got a lot to go without him out there.
And we commented before the game, it was imperative for Sydney to get off to a good start, and unfortunately, that simply did not happen.
Yep.
Rams 41, Yellow Jacket 7 at the half. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field on a damp evening. And Sydney trails the Trotwood Rams by a count of 41-7. It is homecoming night, and I'm pleased to announce for our many listeners that Sylvia Hudson, age 17, daughter of Lavana Meyer, Stacy, and Brad Goffney, was crowned queen tonight. And King Quentin McKenzie, age 17, son of John, or I should say James and Christine McKenzie. So congratulations to both Sylvia and Quentin. Queen and King tonight, homecoming here in Sydney. And I'm pleased to be joined by John Guy, principal at Sydney High School.
It's great to be here, Jack.
Graduate of SHS in 1981. That's when Jeff Bray, a pioneer of scoresbroadcast.com, also graduated.
Oh, yeah. Jeff and I go way back. We were middle school together, high school together. Jeff's a class act, a really, really good guy, and wish him all the luck in his endeavors where the weather's warm. Well, maybe not right now.
Oh,
a little wet.
He's in Myrtle Beach where it's soggy.
Exactly.
But let's talk about the fact that homecoming week has been a fantastic activity on the heels of last Friday night's football game, elementary student night. We had a great crowd. Head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney said to me before the game he thought maybe it was the best attendance he had seen in his coaching career here at Sydney High School.
Oh, it was great. It was great. I've been back now 9 years, and to have those, it was a sea of yellow across the field.
Yeah.
It was just wonderful to see all those young little yellow jackets out there ready to go, and what a great night.
Yes, it sure was. We had Tiffany Wildermuth, communications coordinator for the district, on at the halftime last week, and she filled us in all about it. Now, homecoming has followed that weekend. Tell us about the week-long activities and homecoming here this evening. We've had a car smash. In fact, I've seen...
Did you see the car?
Yeah, I sure did, out in front of the high school the other day.
Well, we've got one of our students is affiliated with one of the local wrecking yards, and this is something that our DECA marketing program wanted to do. They wanted to raise some money for the United Way, so they came up with the idea of doing a car smash and painted the car up and you know, Sydney versus Trotwood, and then a little bit unbeknownst to myself and the other administrators, the kids took pictures of us and blew them up and hung them on the windshields and the side windows, and the price went up for a kid to for a student to hammer Mr. Guy or Mr. McLean or Mr. Zimmer. But I don't know the final total. I do know that after one day we had raised almost $100 for United Way, and that's what we really want to try to push here at Sydney, is giving back to the community. As I said when I got this job years ago, it was an honor and a pleasure to come back, and I just wanted to give back to what the community had given me, and that's what we try to put across the kids every day. To make something work, you have to be willing to give back.
And we've had the parade this evening.
The parade started off the fairgrounds, and of course had our citizens donate, our residents donate their convertibles for our queen candidates and king candidates to come into the stadium, and came down Highland and up Campbell Road, and the kids had real nice floats. I think, according to the judges, the freshman class actually had the best float.
Oh,
we're still waiting on some final tallies, but the parade was very well attended.
Good for the freshmen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes the freshmen don't get the attention or the notoriety that they deserve, and this is a good freshman class, and we're looking forward to some really good things from them, and maybe this homecoming float's just the tip of the iceberg to come.
That's exciting. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Sylvia Hudson was crowned queen tonight before the game, and Quentin McKenzie was crowned king before the game tonight. 41-7, our halftime score. Trotwood leads Sydney. Our halftime guest, John Guy, principal, Sydney High School. Let's talk academics for a moment. Exciting workforce academy, and your students have benefited greatly from it.
Oh, yeah. Several years ago, some business leaders in the community talked to us about some of their employment concerns, and we partnered with them. We really appreciate all the help that they've given us and the donations, but they work together with us to start the Workforce Academy and the RCI Academy, where our students are taught some of the soft job skills. We work with them on resume building, cover letters, but also, as we know, the keys today to holding down a job are being there every day, being on time, and being drug-free. And we have guest speakers come in from the local community. We take field trips. As a matter of fact, today is Manufacturing Day. We had groups going to Honda Transmission up near Lakeview, Russell's Point area. We had some other groups going to the old Sydney Tool and Die, DRT, and then to Detail Machining. And we thank those companies for opening their doors to us. We had almost 300 kids going to three different venues to take tours, because there are so many jobs in Sydney and Shelby County. And I joked with my wife a little bit when we went through DRT. I said, you know, the one thing that I noticed, honey, is that all the guys there, not all of them, but I said all the guys there look like me, old and bald. But that is true. Our workforce is getting a little older.
Yes.
And there are, at Honda, they are going to need over 90 technicians in the next 2 years.
Wow.
So there are a plethora of jobs in the community to have. We're just thankful that the business leaders approached us, and together we've put this together. With RCI, a couple of weeks ago, we had visitors from India and Japan.
Now that's Ross Casting,
Ross,
right?
Ross Casting, yes.
Right.
Their parent company, India Brake, Sam Ramesh, who's the American president, and then Chairman Ramanajam came over and toured our classroom. Of course, it was their corporate visit to America, but wanted to stop by and see our classroom, and that was a real pleasure to have them, and it was very impressive to meet those gentlemen. It's just, like I said, it's a pleasure, and it's an opportunity that in the Sydney community, we have these businesses that are concerned about the school,
mm-hmm.
they want to help, and I think it's a really nice partnership.
And again, a repeated theme from those business leaders to the students highlighted the importance of work ethic.
Exactly.
Work ethic.
Yep. Exactly. They heard it multiple times today. They hear it when we do the guest speakers. We hear it. They hear it when we go out on the field trip. So, yeah, that's something that we really try to push.
And core values, teamwork.
Exactly.
Interpersonal communication, problem solving.
Exactly.
Let's see, analytical skills.
Exactly.
You know, those kinds
exactly.
of things.
Yep. Exactly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tell us about academia, boy.
Well,
when October rolls around,
yeah.
That's academia time, and boy, Sydney has got the corner on the market when it comes to success in academia.
Yes, we do. We won our opening match over Ann and Fort Laramie. We've been the county champions now for several years running. We've been blessed with having some kids who are very, very smart, and you know, our coaches, our advisors work very hard with them. During the year last year, we got as high as, I believe, ranked third or fourth in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the top 20 in the nation.
Wow.
And we've got some young ladies and gentlemen on the academia team. They're going to carry that tradition on. They are doing a stupendous job. And our advisor, of course, is our sound man, Mr. Brett Bickle.
Yep.
And one of our offensive coordinator, Greg Snyder, is his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two of the smartest guys I've ever met in my life. And it's good that they're advising academia.
I was talking with Brett before tonight's game, and he said we had a couple students miss a question or two. They thought of the answer, but it was a bit too late. We're not perfect, but we're pretty daggone good.
Yeah, yes we are. Yes we are. I look at our student body, and boy oh boy, we've got some super, super smart kids, some caring kids, kids who are willing to give back, and that's, you know, even with our car smash, that's all about giving back to the community.
And you know what, John, those students, and you're talking about them right now, they're an extension of your faculty and staff.
Oh, I believe
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
One of the greatest compliments that I think our school district has ever received, in our Sydney High School, we had a guest speaker come in last year. And I just, you know, when they were walking out, I chatted with him in the hall a little bit. And she said, you know, Mr. Guy, this is one of the first high schools I've been in, I believe, has a soul. And I really took that as a compliment, not
sure.
personally, so to speak, but as our student body and our faculty. We have some dedicated teachers that stay late, come early.
Yeah,
they do everything they can to try to make sure our students succeed. And our kids work hard in the classroom as well as in the community.
John Guy, principal, Sydney High School, graduate of SHS in 1981, our guest. In my travels around the school district, John, the attitude, disposition, morale of everyone in the school district and in the community is, boy, the best it's been in a long time. It's outstanding right now.
Well, I think that when you have good things going on in the classroom, that's
yep.
reflected through the kids to the parents. You know, we were blessed to have a levy pass
yes.
a year ago that got us out of some of the financial trouble we had, and good things are going on here at Sydney. We're on the way up. I usually end some of my principal's messages online with, it's great to be a Yellow Jacket, and it really is. It's a great time to be a Yellow Jacket.
Well, somehow, some way, we need more buzz.
Exactly. Well,
out of the Yellow Jacket football team tonight.
We met a buzz saw tonight, Jack. Trotwood has been traditionally, even 35 years ago when I was in school, Trotwood was a team that traditionally had great, great athletes.
Yep.
And you couple that with a phenomenal coaching staff, and good things are going to happen. You know, the last few years, they've always been over to Columbus in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're great kids, great athletes, and a great coaching staff. And when you get those things together, good things happen. And I see that happening to us. It's just when you look at a line that's as bigger than I am, and I'm not skinny. I'm not a tiny fella. It's a David and Goliath sort of picture, we're fighting, though. We haven't given up, and that's what I really like about the way our staff has come together with the kids, even in this kind of situation with facing incredible odds. I look on the sidelines, and our kids are still fighting mad, ready to go at it.
Right, right. John Guy, principal, Sydney High School, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. John, you're a busy guy. No pun intended.
No pun intended. Well, I tell you what, I'm no busier than any other principal at any other high school in the nation, but it keeps me young and it keeps me hopping, and I appreciate being able to work with kids every day because, like my wife says, I think you stay 13 years old between your ears all the time, and you know what? I think I do.
There you go.
It keeps us young.
There you go. Thanks so much for joining us.
Jack. I appreciate it.
John Guy, principal at Sydney High, graduate of Sydney High School in 1981.
Yes, sir.
Our guest here at the half. John was in the 81 class with Jeff Bray, who's listening tonight from down in Saugee, South Carolina. Jeff was a pioneer of scoresbroadcast.com in 2007.
Yes, Jeff, if you're listening, take care of yourself. Stay dry. I see your stuff on Facebook every once in a while. You take care of yourself, buddy.
Thanks, John, again.
Thank you. Take care, Jack.
41-7, our halftime score. Trotwood leads Sydney 41-7. We're about 2 or 3 minutes away from the start of the second half of tonight's game. Diversity and excellence both describe the Wells Brothers, Inc. business in Anna on Chewy Drive, just west of I-75 at the 119 exit. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells Brothers has grown to span 8 separate divisions. On the web at wellsbrothers.com, Wells Brothers in Anna, the home of the Rockets and Top Flight service from Wells Brothers, Inc. 41-7, Trotwood lead. Sydney gets the ball to start the second half. Chuck, Sydney needs to drive it down the field and score, get that continuous clock turned off, and then mount a comeback, maybe get a takeaway or two, who knows.
Well, while you guys were talking over here, I was over talking to all the Sydney people over there, and the consensus is score should not be 41-7.
Right.
But, you know, you make enough mistakes. You know, Trotwood expects to do this. Sydney's still trying to get to that point.
Right. We'll take a couple-of-minute break, then return with our second-half kickoff. Sydney will start with the pigskin first when play resumes opening action in the third quarter. Rams 41, Yellow Jackets 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your glass connection is American Architectural Glass in Clayton.
Here at AAG, we specialize in commercial glass and glazing projects.
Jason Meyer of AAG.
We complete work throughout the state, and currently we are doing work as far north as Findlay, Ohio, down to as far south as the Hocking Hills region, and we're getting ready to undertake a couple projects at Ohio State.
We're here at Deany Community Schools. We recently constructed 5 elementary buildings, and American Architectural Glass installed all of the windows in 2 of these buildings, including the beautiful colored glass panes in our media centers.
AAG's trademark is great customer service.
We pride ourselves on following up with the customer long after the project is complete, and I think that's what stands us apart from many others.
We were extremely pleased. The workmanship was excellent. AAG has helped us create a safe, warm, inviting learning environment for all of our students.
American Architectural Glass, on the web at AAGInc.oh.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it is 41-7, Trotwood leads Sydney. We're seconds away from the start of the second half of this game. And I doubt very much, Chuck, if the Yellow Jackets will change their approach and throw the ball very long down the field. Trotwood was willing to give up short passes. Sydney needs to be content to get a touchdown or two and put a little pressure on Trotwood. Never know. Things might happen in the fourth quarter. Sydney's got to get a takeaway or two, that's for sure.
Well, they need to build here in the second half. They probably aren't going to win the football game, but they're going into the wind here in the third quarter, and that wind is stiff.
Rams kickoff to the 19 is returned by Sydney to the 29. First and 10 for the Yellow Jackets from that spot. As Chuck noted, Sydney has piled up the first downs in this game. Sydney had a couple of possessions down inside the one, was turned back. Negative yardage resulted. And on those couple of possessions, Sydney didn't score. Boy, had Sydney gotten points those two trips deep into the red zone, Chuck, we'd be looking at a three-score difference rather than five.
Well, they gave up the strange touchdown to start the game.
Right, right.
They gave up the 95-yard run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take those 14 away, I mean, and
yeah.
give those, it's a 27-21 game.
It's amazing how in football bizarre plays can really morph the contest into a much wider margin than it really should have been. That's the case here tonight. Not to say that Sydney should have the lead.
No.
The Yellow Jackets shouldn't. The Rams have outplayed the Jackets, but certainly not to the tune of 34 points.
Well, we had a 15-yard penalty on the kickoff, so they backed it up, and now they're coming in to chat about it.
And Sydney will start from more like the 13-yard line rather than out near the 30. And the Yellow Jackets, the last couple of weeks, have committed far too many penalties, that's for sure. Andre Gordon in the spread will take the snap from center. Back inside is 10. The line of scrimmage actually is the 15. And long cadence by Gordon, who's got three receivers flanked out to the right. Short drop. There's the short pass we thought would be typical of the third quarter. McNeil's got it at the 12. And right up the near hash, he spurts to the 20. He's upended right there. Gain of 5, second and 5 for Sydney. And because it's a 34-point game, a spread of more than 30, the continuous clock is in force in the second half. Here's a fake inside handoff, a quick look-in pass to McNeil. McNeil's got it on the run at the 26 up to the 27, and he might have stretched out to the 28, and a player for the Yellow Jackets is down. Boy, Trotwood has really laid some smacks on Sydney players in the last quarter and a half or so.
Takes a lot of nerve to catch the ball going across the middle like that. He made a nice catch and got popped.
Yeah, he sure did. Timeout called. 1 minute gone. Third quarter, 41-7 Trotwood over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, North Northwest State in Archbold or the Bluffton Main Campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, play was restarted quickly. Isaiah Bowser has just churned ahead for 2 6-yard runs for the Yellow Jackets, who have a first and 10 at their own 40. Gordon rolling left, way back behind the line of scrimmage, wants to tuck it away, does so, darts back to the 40, and he spilled at the 41. The play results in a plus one. Second and 9, Sydney. 9:56 to go, third quarter. 41-7 Trotwood. And we've got a handoff, left tackle, not much running room for Bowser. He slammed down at the 42. Second down, 8 to go for the Yellow Jackets, or I should say third down and 8. 4 straight runs here by Bowser. Sydney must get to the 50 for a first down. Straight drop, but Gordon now, he wants to zip out of the pocket, flush to the near side, beyond the numbers over here, running out of bounds at the 45. A plus 3 on the play, 4th and 5 for Sydney. Boy, that Riverside-Layman Catholic game is a good one in DeGraff over in Logan County. Riverside back up 21-14 late in the third quarter. Huge game. Riverside unbeaten. Layman 2-3. A lot of computer points at stake for Layman should the Cavaliers pull off the upset. 4th and 5, Sydney at the Yellow Jackets 45. Trips to the left, the wide side. Andre rolls that way, thought about running. Now he goes in reverse, way back behind the line of scrimmage. Late pass over the middle. Yes, it's caught in Trotwood's end of the field at the 40-yard line. Hauled in by Alec Gordon. Alec stayed alive in the secondary, got space between the cornerback and safety, made the reception. 1st and 10, Sydney at the Rams 40. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. 41-7 Trotwood. Here's Bowser exploding up the middle for a quick 9. Nice burst by Bowser of Sydney. 2nd and 1, Yellow Jackets, 31 of the Rams. Isaiah Bowser, a young man about whom Trotwood head coach Jeff Graham talked in the pregame, and I think Bowser's probably lived up to Coach Graham's billing. Bowser's played well. He's had a nice season.
Yeah, I tell you, he's had a nice night running the football.
Player for Trotwood, a little woozy as he pops back up off the ground.
It's a big tight end.
Yep, that's Roland Walder, a 190-pound senior, 6 feet 3 inches tall, who's headed to Kentucky to play college football, and he walks off under his own power. 2nd and 1 coming up for Sydney at the 32 of Trotwood. Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage. Again, trips to the far left. Bowser and Gordon in the offensive backfield. Andre to take the snap from Jack Beatty does. And it's a screen out to the left. Caught by Connor Beer. Gets a block. Slides ahead, maybe for 1. That's all. That was snuffed out pretty well by Trotwood. Good play by an outside linebacker who came up to make the hit. It was Jordan McConnell. So for Sydney, it's 3rd and 1. Call it no gain on the last play. Gordon gives to Bowser. Oh, a gaping hole right between left guard and center. Bowser beyond the linebackers, and he's nabbed from behind at the 18-yard line of Trotwood as the play goes for 13 and a first down. 5 minutes gone, third quarter, 41-7 Trotwood. Continuous clock at the moment. Andre Gordon rolls right, counter back to the left. Good run underway. fine dash down inside the 5-yard line near the goal line goes Bowser, and he lurches into the end zone for 6. A big lunge by him at the 2, and he broke the plane for the touchdown. And it's 41-13, Trotwood over Sydney.
That's a good-looking sophomore there. We talked about Hargrove and the sophomore for Trotwood. Bowser has taken no back seat to anybody tonight.
A number of excellent underclassmen at the skill positions on both teams here tonight playing in this game. Extra point try by Dean upcoming. Kick is away. He is 26 of 28 before this kick, make it 27 of 29 on the year for Danny Dean. It's perfect. 5 minutes gone, third quarter. Trotwood 41, Sydney 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The rain is pelting our press box window once again as Sydney kicks off after scoring its second touchdown. The ball is lofted down to the 38 where the Rams fall on it. First and 10, Trotwood inside its own 40-yard line. The continuous clock now off as the last Sydney score has taken the deficit from 41-7 to 41-14. The spread is under 30 at 27 points. We haven't seen the Trotwood Rams feature running back Hargrove for better than a quarter of play, but his replacement has been outstanding in this game. What a night by the senior who's filled in for him admirably. Here's a long throw by Peppers down the field for Trotwood. It's underthrown, but a super catch is made at the Sydney 29-yard line. What a reception by Johnson, and I am impressed with this sophomore Peppers at quarterback for the Rams.
Yeah, he's the real deal. Left hand, nice and smooth.
He does not look like a 10th grader at all. And here is Rondrick Bogan, the senior, filling in for Hargrove. He gets the handoff outside right tackle, cuts it back against the grain. He barrels down inside the 15, the 10. Goal to go for Trotwood at the 8-yard line of Sydney. 6.5 to go in the third. 3 receivers out to the left for Peppers. He throws near side, caught outside the numbers, but Johnson at the 5 breaks a tackle. Stays on his feet to the 1, piled up there, and a late marker's thrown. It might not have been Johnson. I think it was Jordan McConnell, 12, the split end, a 6'3 senior. Chuck, I thought I saw a penalty thrown, but maybe I didn't. Maybe I looked at the yellow end zone here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, and I was thinking gold. But there was no marker down. Play stands. Goal to go Trotwood at the 1. Man in motion across the formation. Hand off Bogan, right guard. He's got a little crease, and he goes right through it for the touchdown. 7th touchdown of the night for the Trotwood Rams, who lead it 47-14. We've played half the third quarter. Sydney gets a touchdown to start the second half, and Trotwood retaliates immediately. Well, the Rams are proving once again, Chuck, that they are the team to beat as Trotwood shoots for its 8th straight GWAC North Division Championship. The extra point try by the booter, Allen, is up and away, and it is no good. She missed her second of the night. She is 7 of 9 on the evening. 47-14 Rams, 5:38 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, Trotwood's kickoffs have not allowed Sydney much return yardage all night long. This one doesn't either. The kick down to the 19 is fallen on by the Yellow Jackets, far side of the field, short of the 20-yard line. First and 10 for Sydney, 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Deep drop by Gordon. It's a middle screen. Deflected by Sydney. Picked off by Trotwood. It's an easy pilfer and a pick six run back about 12 yards for the score. And Trotwood's on the board again. Wow. Boy, the problems just seem to expand for Sydney. One mistake leads to another. And the Rams have got a 39-point lead, 53-14.
Well, that pass, it was they tried that slip screen again, and it was just a tad bit high, and it went right to the Trotwood kid. I think I could have scored on that one.
Trotwood scored 80 on Sydney last year. I don't think they'll get that many tonight, but nonetheless, a tremendous effort by the Trotwood Rams here this evening against the Sydney Yellow Jackets. 2-4-1 teams coming in. Homecoming at Sydney. And Trotwood has exploded for its eighth touchdown of this game. Extra point try was missed again by Allen, the female soccer player at Trotwood. She is now, by my count, 5 of 8 on PATs tonight. 4:50 left to go here in the third quarter, and it's a little difficult reading the scoreboard now.
Oh, it's it's
through the rain-drenched window right in front of us.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of rain at this point.
53-14 Trotwood on scoresbroadcast.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Again, another effective kickoff by Trotwood on the ground, far side of the field, covered up by Sydney at about the 18 or 19 and run back to the 25.
Well, the rain has done one thing. It has cleared out the stands on this side anyway.
Yep, sure has. I think everyone expected a much closer game. Sydney has moved the ball fairly well at times, but just a number of enormous mistakes by Sydney, and Trotwood, to the Rams' credit, has capitalized. Running play Sydney right up the middle for 1, 2nd and 9 at the 27. Well, you knew it was a bad omen to start when Trotwood got a 95-yard kickoff return thanks to 2 or 3 different handoffs in the return, all of them down inside the 15-yard line. And then the return man burst out of a stack of players and zipped the last 85 untouched. Sydney running around right in. A lot of flags fly at about the 35-yard line. piling on by somebody. A foul against the Rams, Chuck?
I think it's going to be on Sidney.
Oh, my goodness.
He had a death grip on him. It didn't call the hold, and then he just took him and kind of threw him out of bounds.
Now, one thing the Yellow Jackets will need to work on and shore up in preparation for the game at Vandalia Butler next Friday is infractions. Too many penalties the last couple weeks.
Yeah, and that was, well, that was just a frustration one right there.
53-14 Trotwood with 2:57 left to go here in the third quarter.
Coach Graham took his young man that was involved in that altercation out of the game and is having a little chat with him. So, you know, that's what he talked about before the game, where he talked about coaching him up as human beings first.
Yes.
And then football players.
Sure did. Sidney to the line of scrimmage, backed up now at the Yellow Jackets. Couple of receivers left. Gordon way back in his own six. Two white jerseys from Trotwood in pursuit. A late throw at the far hash mark. Is the reception made at about the 25? No. In the hands of Alec Gordon and out. He was smacked as the ball arrived. Yep, the Yellow Jackets face a fourth and very long. And Sydney's punter will be in the end zone, Devin Santos. Minute 57 to go in the third quarter. Continuous clock in play. In fact, Sydney's got to produce two scores to turn off the continuous clock. The lead is 39. Kick by Santos, near side. Return from the 46 by Trotwood. Right back by Caleb Johnson, gets a block. Another swerve to the outside. A wall of blockers for Johnson. As he hustles down the sideline, hurries to the 25, the 20, and he's crashed out of bounds at the 15. Boy, Trotwood has blocked extremely well in the kicking game tonight. Boy, Trotwood has blocked at the point of attack on rushes from scrimmage exceedingly well, too. Impressive performance for the Rams on the road here at Sidney this evening. And Trotwood now is within 14 yards of scoring yet another touchdown. Here's the left-hand thrower, Peppers. A long, high lob into the end zone. And I think Sidney might have picked off the fade pattern. Yellow Jackets intercept 6 yards deep in the end zone. And that, Chuck, is one of the very few errors made by Trotwood on this rainy evening here at Sidney Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, just a fade pattern that time, and he threw it up a little short.
Yep, that was the worst throw of the night for Peppers, the sophomore quarterback.
You kind of wonder why at 53-14 you're throwing the ball there, but oh well.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
No.
No. Minute to go in the third quarter. Hand off, left tackle, Sidney, a little bit of running room out from the 20 to the 23. Beer produced 3 yards. Unfortunately, looking through these rainy windows, simply could not pick up the numerals on the back of Sidney's interceptor. Just about have to have x-ray vision to get it done on a night like tonight. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Deep drop, but Gordon. Boy, Trotwood's done a nice job of containing him between the hash marks all night long, and it's another sack at the 16. And Trotwood has blocked beautifully throughout this game tonight. 10 seconds to go, third quarter, third and 13 for Sidney. Yellow Jackets ball back at their own 17. Obviously, the level of competition was stepped up considerably from last week to this. Sidney beating a weak Toledo weight team 55-8 last week, losing 53-14 tonight to Trotwood as the third quarter comes to a close. On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, Trotwood 53, Sidney 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from a windy, rain-swept Sydney Memorial Stadium 30-0 field. It's been all Trotwood tonight right from the opening kickoff, which was returned 95 yards by Trotwood, about 85 of them by Walder, after at least a couple handoffs were made during the process of the return. Here's a long throw by Gordon on 3rd and 13. He's back at his own 10, heaves it into the Rams bench, other side of the field, out of bounds, incomplete. And on the incomplete forward pass, the clock continues to run. An always running clock in force. It is a 39-point deficit, 53-14 Rams. Santos back at his 5 to punt for Sydney. Trotwood expects to get good field position. Kick by Santos, extremely high. With the wind, a superb boot. Trotwood tries to catch at the 41 and muffs it out of bounds at the 39.
That was a nice punt.
Sure was. Dynamite kick by Santos, first and 10 Rams at their own 39, and you would have to believe Trotwood would be substituting rather freely now over the last 11 minutes of this game. I want you to keep track of the scoresbroadcast.com website over the next few days. Next Friday evening, we'll either be covering Delphi St. John's at Anna or Sydney on the road at Vandalia Butler. That's next Friday night on scoresbroadcast.com. Then 2 weeks from tonight, in week 8, it is Layman Catholic at Fort Loramie. Oh, here's a muffed snap from center by Trotwood. They muffed the punt return, then muffed the hike, and let's see what results. I think Sydney recovers, Chuck.
Yeah, they did. It was going to be a false start. So if it was truly a false start, it should be a dead ball.
You're right. But the pre-snap penalty against Trotwood, if indeed it was a pre-snap foul, is waved off. And Sydney, I believe, has possession. Yep, at the Rams 44.
Well, my guess then is it was an illegal formation.
Right, had to be. Under 11 to go in the fourth quarter. 53-14 in favor of Trotwood. Andre Gordon gives to Bowser. End sweep to the right. Far hash mark. He cuts left, and he's pushed down at the 37. As the play garners a couple, second down 8 for Sydney. 37-yard line of Trotwood. Snap coming back to Andre Gordon, rolling left outside the pocket now. Must decide to get rid of it or run, and he races to the 35. He picked up 2.
That's a good choice. He might have gotten one more yard and pounded.
Third and 6. Well, Chuck, what you mentioned before the game has proved to be so true. We saw Andre Gordon ad lib in the offensive backfield when a receiver wasn't open in the previous games that we've covered for Sydney. Tonight against highly athletic, defensive-minded Trotwood, those spontaneous runs out of the pocket weren't available. Trotwood has contained him very well.
Well, they have. You know what? But I think he's played a pretty good game. I mean, this is the toughest team that he's faced by far.
Yes.
And I think he's kind of held his own out there as a freshman playing against Trotwood.
And for sure, it's been a learning game for him, and we've seen the progress over the course of the four quarters.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And then you're looking at Isaiah Bowser, only a sophomore, who is going to get himself a nice Clancy's meal at the end of this game.
A timeout called on the field. A Trotwood player helped off to the far side. Vandalia Butler 28, Pickwa 21 in the fourth.
Last score we had was Riverside 21, Layman Catholic 14, late in the third. Understand that Layman has just gone ahead of Riverside 26-21 early in the fourth quarter. Wow, would that be a shocker? Enormous computer points at stake for Layman Catholic, which with a win tonight would vault right back into that Division 7 picture. 26-21 Layman early in the fourth. Sydney possession, 30-yard line of Trotwood with 9:36 to go in the fourth period.
It's going to be close.
53-14 in favor of the Rams. A measurement may ensue here.
First down.
Trotwood fumbled the football away at about its own 40. First down, Yellow Jackets, just inside the 30 of the Rams. Wow, what a monumental win it would be for Layman Catholic tonight in DeGraff against Riverside, which was 5-0, ranked fourth in this region of Division 7. Quarterback Gordon back to pass, nothing available, and he scoots right up the middle, sliding down at the 26. He picked up two or three. 8:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Two receivers to the short side for Gordon. Inside handoff goes to Bowser, little running room. He knifes through it to the 22-21. Down he goes. Picked up at least six. Third and two or three coming up for Sydney. 53-14 Trotwood. One back alongside Gordon is Bowser. Sydney needs 3 yards for a first down. McNeil in motion to the right. Gordon rolls that way. Boy, he's covered up. White-shirted Rams in the offensive backfield, forcing Gordon to make a mad dash to the line of scrimmage. He's knocked down at the 22. Might have picked up a couple feet, no more. Fourth down upcoming. Boy, the Rams have done a pretty good job corralling Gordon all night, not letting him spring to the outside. Again, two receivers to the left. McNeil not in motion. Long cadence by Gordon, hoping for a Rams offside, and he might have gotten it. 5-yard infraction coming up against Trotwood, and Sydney will be given a gift, a first down.
Hey, we didn't have
7:20 left to go in this game. 53-14 Rams. First and 10, Sydney, at the 17 of Trotwood. Yellow Jackets, Gordon, quarterback, gives to Bowser, forward handoff. Bowser steps inside the 15. He is cut down at about the 13-yard line. 4-yard pickup for Isaiah, second down 6 for Sydney. Under 7 to play in the fourth quarter. Two receivers to the left. Bowser alongside Gordon. Man in motion. Gordon rolling right. Throws back toward the middle of the field. Against the grain. It's incomplete. 5 yards deep in the end zone. So it's going to be third down for Sydney and 6 to go. Clock does not stop on the incompletion. Under 6.5 to go in the fourth. McNeil, the intended receiver. One, two, three receivers stacked out to the left for Sydney. And we've got a delay of game or illegal procedure on the Yellow Jackets.
Oh, yeah, we got an injured player.
Yep, an official timeout is called. 6:03 to go here in the fourth. 53-14 Trotwood on the Dickman Supply scoreboard here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
As we return to action, Sydney on a 4th and 6 from the Trotwood 14 calls a pass play. Andre Gordon can't find anybody available. A few seconds after the snap, he dances out of trouble, far side of the field, and right from right in front of the Trotwood bench, he throws a bullet down the sideline to an open player in the end zone, and it's a touchdown for Sydney. Lehman has defeated Riverside tonight 26-21, a huge upset in Division 7 in this region. Extra point try by Dean is good. Sydney on the board with under 6 to play in the fourth. It is 53-21 Rams on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, it's Trotwood 53, Sydney 21. Yellow Jackets on the board with their third touchdown of this game. Still a continuous clock as Sydney faces a deficit of 32. Thanks to Jeff Bray down in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach to be exact. And with his contacts in DeGraff, Ohio, in Logan County, he has related to us via text that Lehman Catholic has shocked Riverside 26-21. And the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who were 12th or 13th in this region of Division 7, will vault well inside the top 8 to be sure. And Lehman Catholic has got a big game in a couple of weeks against Fort Loramie. And I tell you what, Chuck, should Lehman Catholic finish really strong, who knows? 7-3 final record, but Lehman in a fairly weak region might be enough to give Lehman a home game. You never know.
You're right. We could be right here for the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, you just never know. You got to believe that Fort Recovery and Minster are odds-on favorites to be in the top four, but I think the rest of that top four is wide open. The other two spots, no one knows. It's a free-for-all.
Right.
Sydney's kickoff, return by Trotwood to the 18. Rams start 1st and 10 with 3:56 left to play in the game. New QB in for Trotwood. Hand off right tackle, good running play. Fine blocking at the point of attack. And the ball carrier is Bogan, who goes outside right tackle, cuts it back against the flow. He's beyond the linebackers, into the Sydney secondary, and untouched, he's going to blitz down the left sideline all the way to the end zone. Another long touchdown romp by Trotwood in this game tonight.
He has 160 through 176 yards on two carries for touchdowns in this game. Now, he's got other rushes, but my goodness.
And he's not the feature back for this team. That's Hargrove. What a night for senior Rundrick Bogan of the Trotwood Rams. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Another score by Trotwood. PAT by Allen in the air. Hooks it off to the left. No good. 59-20. 51 Trotwood, 3:35 left to go in the fourth, and Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about a couple of our sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, including Barker Insurance, located in Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Barker Insurance, number one in the region, the most valued agency in the area, according to newspaper surveys. Danny Barker and his sons at Barker Insurance will customize for you an auto, a home, farm, business, or life insurance program, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one is Barker Insurance. Phone number 937-492-1857, 492-1857. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, and Middendorf Builders, Mitch Middendorf, at Middendorf Builders, the developer of Timber Trail, the new subdivision off 25A, south edge of Anna, Anna Utilities, Anna Schools, near Honda and I-75, a number of great wooded lots available at Timber Trail. Call Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders for more information. Well, Trotwood benefiting from a penalty against Sydney kicks off from near midfield. Yellow Jackets return the boot back to the 22-yard line. 3:10 and counting. Late in the fourth quarter, 59-21 in favor of the Rams over Sydney. Trotwood coming into this game had averaged 60 points a game against Sydney over the last 5 years. And tonight, Trotwood almost right on cue with 59. Continuous clock in play. 2:45 remaining in the fourth. Andre Gordon still at quarterback, way back at the 10, dancing around, trying to skip out of trouble. Middle of the field, breaking tacklers, shedding another one, and he zigzags to the 22. All of that for a net one.
Yep.
2:23 to go in the fourth. 59-21 Trotwood. Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road at Vandalia Butler next week, which tonight was leading Piqua by a score of 28-21 in the fourth. Understand that Greenville's gone ahead of Troy by two touchdowns now in the fourth. Trotwood Ram player shaken up at the moment. So many thanks tonight to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffena furniture.com, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. As I noted, Goffney Furniture offers great value for you. Quality furniture, priced just right. Choose furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Select Goffney Furniture for tremendous value. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, all of that and more available at Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings. An additional $25 off coupon, goffenafurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Minute 50 left to go. Sydney has a 3rd and 4 from its 28. Here is a little flat pass behind the line of scrimmage, and the receiver, McNeil, collared for a loss. Boy, Trotwood, Chuck, has been extremely well prepared for Sydney's array of screen passes tonight. They simply have not produced much at all.
Well, I mean, the problem is it's hard to go wide on a team with that much team speed, and Sydney, but they had trouble throwing the ball down the field, too, so it's just, it's always a good football team.
Yep, one of those nights, it's been not conducive to passing the football much. Very wet, windswept here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Although the Rams, when Trotwood's thrown it, it's been pretty effective. Sydney with just too many mistakes early. Yellow Jackets got way behind right from the outset. 50 seconds left to go in the game. Here's a high punt by Santos. Hits at the 45, takes a huge hop and roll over the 50. Again, check the scoresbroadcast.com website. Delphi St. John's at Anna next Friday, or Sydney on the road at Vandalia Butler. And 2 weeks from tonight, a big clash at Fort Loramie. The Layman Catholic Cavaliers against the Fort Loramie Redskins. And that is going to be a mighty important game, Chuck, especially for Layman Catholic, which with the win tonight over Riverside is in the playoff picture in this region of Division 7. Sydney was 12th coming into tonight in a fairly weak region. Minster and Fort Recovery stand to be right there in the final four when the season closes out, barring upset losses suffered by those schools. But I would think that spots 3 and 4 in the final eight are going to be a free-for-all, and Layman Catholic with a win tonight over Riverside and a strong conclusion over the final 4 weeks could possibly get a third or fourth spot and a home field come week 11. Well, both teams trot off the field. They'll return at the Sydney logo at midfield shortly to congratulate each other. The Trotwood Rams club Sydney here tonight. Chuck, the score removed from the scoreboard, 59-21, I think, the
yes,
final.
Yes, that was it.
Yep. 59-21. The Rams, thanks to three handoffs, or at least two anyway, returned the opening kickoff 95 yards for a score, and it was uphill from thereafter for Sydney as Trotwood exploded on the Yellow Jackets early and often. A few big turnovers by Sydney. Trotwood capitalized. The Rams blocked very well all night long, rushed the ball splendidly, and the young sophomore quarterback for Trotwood threw the ball well when he had to. It just was not a good night for the Yellow Jackets, who dropped to 4-2 on the year. Trotwood now 5-1. Sydney will try to right itself next week on the road at Vandalia Butler. Chuck, if you've got a statistical highlight or two, give it to us, then we'll jump right into our Clancy Star of the Game announcement.
Well, I mean, I guess what you got to look at is Trotwood. They had a 95-yard rush for a touchdown, an 81-yard rush for a touchdown, and a 94-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and a 24-yard interception return for a touchdown. There's your football game.
And all of that, given the fact that the number one rusher for this team, a young man by the name of Ravion Hargrove, who'd racked up 1,100 yards on the year through five games coming into tonight, didn't play much more than the first quarter, and his backup, senior Rondrick Bogan, was simply outstanding.
Yeah, he was pretty darn good.
And Trotwood wins it by a 59-21 count. And as you alluded several minutes ago, maybe a couple quarters ago, Chuck, Isaiah Bowser gets the honors tonight for Sydney.
Yep, he's the man. He had a nice game for him on both sides of the ball.
A superb effort by Isaiah Bowser of Sydney, the extremely talented offensive running back, just a sophomore. He's got two solid years ahead of him. He was splendid tonight. Isaiah Bowser earns the Clancy's Award. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks tonight to John Guy, principal at Sydney High School. He was our guest during the halftime break, and he filled us in on a number of extracurricular activities at Sydney in which students participate heavily. He also highlighted a number of new academic initiatives at the high school as well. Thanks so much to John Guy, principal at Sydney High School, a 1981 graduate of Sydney. He graduated with Jeff Bray, who's tuned in tonight via the web from down in soggy Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Jeff, pretty wet here tonight as well. Jeff, thanks so much for feeding us scores all night long, including that big one, an upset in DeGraff in Logan County as Lehman Catholic shocked Riverside 26-21. Wasn't a big shock that Trotwood won here at Sydney tonight. Perhaps somewhat of a surprise was the deficit, a huge margin, 59-21. The Rams beat the Yellow Jackets. Again, keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll be posting over the next 48 hours our feature game next Friday night on Scores Broadcast, either Delta St. John's at Anna or Sydney on the road at Vandalia Butler. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight on a wet evening from here at Sydney. Again, the final score, Trotwood 59, Sydney 21.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.